High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 0-3 Conestoga Pioneers and your 2-1 Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Looking to extend a winning streak, even in a short week, a week where we had really just 6 days since the finale, since the final score from the Media Bowl over Pencrest, but finished up on a Saturday morning. The Strathaven Panthers here at George L. King Field for the third time in 4 weeks, trying to stretch the win streak to 3. Actually, it's been 4 weeks in a row. A bizarre weekend just 7 days ago, a game that started at Pencrest last Friday night, finished right here in front of us at George L. King Field on Saturday morning. But it's been home cooking. The home cooking's been good for the most part for the Panthers, aside from 3 fumbles on opening night. They've been hot ever since with a running game that's been tough to stop, and they'll look to do the same tonight against the 0-3 Conestoga Pioneers. Head coach Matt Diamond's first year and looking for his first win, and where better to get it than to pull off the upset here in Wallingford. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. And just a terrific night weather-wise. Don't expect any lightning delays or interruptions as we had 7 days ago. Talking with coaches and so forth, Coach Clancy was saying, he honestly, in the decades and decades that he's been coaching football, cannot remember ever having a suspended game. And so it was a new circumstance for really everybody involved, but it was handled nicely between the athletic departments last week. The JV game followed the conclusion of the varsity game last Saturday morning. We were happy to broadcast it. And, again, the Panthers with a 35-0 shutout and a lot of momentum going into tonight against a team just trying to rebuild, frankly. Conestoga, over the last couple of years, 1-9 2 years ago, 2-8 last year. A coaching change again this year with Matt Diamond, Conestoga alumni, terrific defensive back in the late 90s, went on and played at Gettysburg, was all-conference there. So just looking to rebuild at his alma mater with some help from a Strathaven alum. I'll mention that in a few minutes. But Mike Mayer just trying to gain some momentum here for the Panthers and perhaps put together a streak of some significance here, looking at the schedule coming up.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, first of all, I want to tell everybody that if you listen to the archives, we edited it in such a way so that, you go really from Friday night to the game stoppage, which Brian announced, and then we picked it right up Saturday morning. So if you want to listen to the game, you can listen to it as if there was no delay, and it's always a nice thing to be able to do. But tonight's game, don't know what to expect from Conestoga. They don't like to throw the ball a lot necessarily. They'd like to pound it down on the ground. They haven't had a lot of success. They've been beat kind of badly over the last 3 games. It's been a tough start of the season for them, so they're looking for some revenge, no doubt about it. The Panthers, I think, they have to start to work on some kind of an outside game, whether, if it's not going to be throwing, 10, 15-yard passes, then pitch outs, short passes to the corner, sweeps. We've watched 3 teams come in and basically play 10 guys in the box tight. I mean, normally you hear in the box the linebackers are maybe 4.5 yards off. They're maybe 3 yards off now. I mean, they're playing so tight in the box. And they've been able to pull that off in their last 2 games, and they might be able to pull it off tonight, too. We'll have to see how Conestoga plays it. But at the end of the day, there are going to be teams they're going to play. They're not going to be able to pull it off. And if they don't have something else in their bag of tricks that they can go to, or more importantly, if the films that are always traded among the coaches don't show any real outside capability for Strathaven,
defensive coordinators for opponents are just going to say, just play the box. They don't run outside. They don't throw outside. They don't do anything outside. You stuff them in the middle, they can't go anywhere. And, you know, that's not an option, I think, that we want to entertain. But that, of course, will be for Coach Clancy and his team, who have coached a whole lot more football games than I have.
So, in the meantime, the Panthers have been running it like crazy. You know, Jake Fisher, the starting quarterback, with just 11 pass attempts on the season so far through the first three games. And now just trying to get things on track. Had a first touchdown pass a week ago in the really closing moments of the starters in the game, really,
right.
Against Pencrest, closing moments of that first half that ended last Saturday morning. It's still weird to describe it that way. But Ethan Belleville on the receiving end of that. Belleville has two catches on the air, Ebo Pio with the other, and really that's been it. But when you're running the ball the way the Panthers have, to the tune of 873 yards, averaging nearly 6 yards per carry, boosted largely in a tremendous effort last week against Pencrest. The highlight play, of course, an 86-yard touchdown run from Ebo Pio.
Right.
But the Panthers, you know, all three guys in the backfield averaging, you know, nearly double digits per carry in the win last week over the Lions. So Conestoga, on the other hand, will, you mentioned it, Mike, ground and pound for the most part. They're about 75% run, but they mix it up between two tailbacks for the most part. Two guys that averaging about 70 yards a game per piece. The senior is wearing number one tonight, Milton Robinson, one of the co-captains, and a junior right behind him, similar size, similar speed, Liam Kirk, had 70 yards and a touchdown last week in their loss to Upper Darby. But, again, the Panther coaching staff coming in, they are concerned. They said, look, this team offensively is going to run the football much like Interboro did, and
right.
They had trouble slowing that down. And so the Panthers know if they can't stop counter, if they can't stop sweep, if they can't stop ISO, it's going to be a long, long night, regardless of how well Strathaven may be able to move it themselves.
Well, I think that, but again, the one thing we saw last week, which we were all pleased to see and really didn't mention too much, but it was a fairly clean game for Strathaven. No fumbles, not a lot of ball mishandling, a couple of snap issues, but by and large, a good clean game. You know, I will probably go to my grave saying that Interboro game should have been won by Haven, but we fumbled three times, but all three critical moments that could have changed the outcome of the game. And I'm not taking anything away from Interboro. A good team will always take advantage of what they're given. Yeah, Haven just gave up way too much, and it cost them the ball game. But if we see good football, I mean, I'm not as concerned. I'm always concerned about losing, obviously. And we don't know what Conestoga has, and I'm anxious to see what they have tonight. But bottom line is that if we can play mistake-free football, not turn over the football, we can play, from what I've seen, with almost anybody in the Central League at this stage of the game.
Anybody in the Central League, and it is, you know, but in large part, just looking around the scores and the level of competition over the last few weeks, it is maybe anybody's game. Now, most of us will tell you that Garnet Valley and Haverford, I think, are maybe not head and shoulders above everybody else, but
yep.
They are, I think, the cream of the crop. That game went to down to the last 11
yep.
seconds a week ago. Garnet Valley pulling it out on the road 14-7 over Haverford a week ago. So the Jaguars are in the driver's seat for sure. But when Ridley and Springfield go three overtimes and it's decided by an extra point, Lower Merion has lost four games by a total of three games by a total of 6 points.
Right.
Had 2 1-point losses and then a 4-point loss to Strathaven. So they are absolutely competitive with the likes of Marple Newtown, with the likes of Radnor. Radnor Ridley tonight. When was the last time you saw everybody in the Daily Times think that Radnor's going to knock off Ridley? I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Ridley wins that game tonight.
Look, you can't ever discount Ridley, and I don't think you can discount many teams in this league. You know, the improvement in football, you're not getting as many kids to turn out, but the quality of coaching, the quality of facilities, the quality of the game, and I think, you know, again, we watch a lot of this, but we got to keep hitting ourselves in the head with these are 14, 15, 16-year-old kids, 17 at the most. Remember, the seniors will be 18 in their graduating year. That's 2019. Most
right.
of them are 17 years old right now, if not all of them, so and younger. So we're talking about really young men in the truest sense, and you know, you get a group of kids together who are not playing well together, and suddenly a light goes off, and that could be Ridley this week, that could be anybody, and that's
That's what makes this so much fun. You can come out saying it's not going to be a good year and end up with a much better situation, or it can go in the other direction too because it doesn't gel the way you thought it would. But at the end of the day, it's high school football, and I don't want to say on any given Sunday because I think once you get into the upper echelon of playoff football, obviously they're going to crush some of the lower-end teams. But by and large, in a league situation, I think it can be competitive. And the one thing we saw certainly with Pencrest last week, when they easily could have said, look, you know, we're down 28 to nothing. You guys are going to get the ball. You're going to score. We'll go into mercy. Let's just call it a night. But, you know, the attitude of the coaching staff there was, we don't quit football games. We play football games, you know. And if we get beat, we get beat. But we're not going to go home and not play. And then we all showed up Saturday and did our thing. And the outcome was not any time in question. But still, that's the what it's all about. So that can turn around on you real quick. And it could be, you know, Conestoga's night tonight. It could be Ridley's night tonight. I mean, you just don't know.
Just don't know, and what we do know tonight is we will have updates and scores from around District 1 and District 12. Thanks again to our buddies at WNPV up in Lansdale, everybody at the Delco Times, PAPrepLive.com, lots of different ways to share scores, and we thank everybody for doing that. Games in the Central League of note, Garnet Valley at Marple Newtown tonight. Marple Newtown 2-1, Garnet Valley undefeated at 3-0. Glen Mills is at Potts Grove. That should be a good one. Glen Mills coming off a win last week, and Potts Grove 3-0. That's two 4A teams now that are looking, you know, that actually could be a playoff preview in 4A later on this year. Coatesville is at Bishop Shanahan, who's 2-1. Shanahan dropped down to 4A as well, but they will have their hands full with a Coatesville team that is just loaded for bear once again, the defending District 1 champions at the 6A level. Avongrove at Downingtown East, speaking of very good 6A teams out in the Chestmont, that's another one right there. Closer to home here in Delaware County, Upper Darby is at Pencrest, right up the street. Springfield at Harrington, Ridley at Radnor, 0-3 Ridley against 3-0 Radnor. I'm going to say Ridley wins that one. I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Really?
I think Ridley comes back.
You either just cursed them or you gave them a boost. So
another
we'll
big one in Delaware County. Penwood at 3-0 takes on 3-0 Oxford. That's two teams that are near the top of the 5A playoff standings right now. The Hornets have been putting up points galore. Penwood as well. It wouldn't shock me if there were 100 points scored tonight over there in Lansdowne-Alden area. But, again, we will try to keep you posted as best we can. Panthers have made their way onto the field. They are in their all-black uniforms, silver helmets, and white numerals. Over on the far sideline, still waiting for Conestoga to make their way to the field. But, again, we're looking forward to just a beautiful, beautiful weather night. It is almost sweatshirt weather, I would say.
Not that cool, but here comes Conestoga.
But it's certainly better than rainy and certainly better than, you know, 90-some degrees, which we've had this time of year as well in the past. But terrific night for football. Glad you're joining us either in person here in the stadium, listening at home live, or maybe on the archive at some other point in the week. But over on the far sideline, silver helmets, maroon pants, and white jerseys for the Pioneers of Conestoga. They are getting fired up over the goal line to the left of us, underneath the score, opposite the scoreboard, and making their way to the far sideline. Head coach Matt Diamond in his first year, looking for their first win of the 2018 season. Panthers sitting at 2-1, 2-0 in the Central League, rather. Another couple other games tonight where we'll try to keep you posted. Cardinal O'Hara on the road tonight at Bishop McDevitt. Sun Valley and Westchester East. Westchester East looked awfully good in the scrimmage.
Yes, they did.
Against Strathaven, and they went out and knocked off Ruston last week. They are kind of a surprise 3-0, but Sun Valley 2-1 themselves, still trying to figure out, and their one loss to O'Hara. So I think teams are trying to figure out, is Sun Valley for real, or was that a product of their early season schedule? Hard to say, but they will be tested tonight by the Vikings of Westchester East. Chichester is at Phoenixville. Academy Park hosts Simon Gratz, and Episcopal taking on the Avalon School. Tomorrow, Haverford Lower Marion in the afternoon. LaSalle against the Haverford School should be good. And Perk Valley and Interboro is also tomorrow. So we'll keep you posted as we can, not only just tonight, but throughout the weekend if you check back on havenfootball.net. Captains are meeting at midfield. Milton Robinson, running back for Conestoga, is joined by Blair Horning, a two-way lineman. He has two of his buddies with him, Ryan Duffy, the fullback, and P.J. Hewitt, the linebacker. For the Panthers, Ethan Belleville, Jake Fisher, and Ryan Krause. And the Panthers will be receiving the opening kickoff and moving right to left when we get started. But with that being said, we'll take a short timeout, be back for the national anthem and the opening kickoff. Week 4 of the high school football season. Ready to rock and roll here at George L. King Field. Glad you're joining us on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the 12th man, the marching Panthers, Strathaven High School marching band in full force. We will talk more about that at halftime. Speaking of halftime, joined again tonight by Pete Fulgenetti. He'll be here chatting about the first half's observations, as well as my guess is the Eagles will be in the discussion.
Nah.
We had some interruptions.
We would talk about the Phillies, but who would care?
I still care, but it's not going well for me. But in the meantime, again, we missed having Pete on last week because we got cut short just shy of halftime. Yep. Lightning interrupted us, but thrilled to have everybody back tonight. Again, friendly confines here in the booth. Thanks to again to Athletic Director Pat Clancy and everybody here getting things set up. Gary James is on the PA, and we're feeling right at home here at George L. King Field. Standing deep to return for the Panthers, Jais Davis and Arion Ford flank Ebo Pio. They wait at about their 10-yard line. Ready to kick it away for Conestoga number 34, Brett Northheimer.
No, he's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the other kicker, Ray Robinson, the senior, 91. Wearing 97 tonight.
97.
And Robinson, with one of the two kickers on the roster, sends a low line drive. It's going to take one hop, and Ebo Pio picks it at the 15. Up the left hash, straight up the middle, runs into his own man momentarily, and then is tripped up out at the 37-yard line, and the Panthers will take over in good shape right there. Jake Fisher is your quarterback. Behind him, the fullback is Zach Hussein. He leads Delaware County in rushing right now. Ethan Belleville and Ebo Pio are the halfbacks. Tight end is Evan Blake. We'll see Arion Ford in there as well when they go two tights, and occasionally John Wilson. Mike Golay is the center. Sam Burke and Chris Tagliaterra, the guards. Tackles Matt Dowdy and Ryan Krause, and we'll see Jack Henry at times too. First and 10 for the Panthers. Under center is Fisher. Wing T behind him is Givens to Hussein off the right side. He cuts back to the middle of the field and pushes his way to the 43-yard line. Give the big guy 6 and keep things moving for the Panthers. For the Conestoga defense, Mike Mariani, Nymir Robinson, Gautam Rao, and Blair Horning are your down 4. Owen Carter, Christian Radina, and P.J. Hewitt are your linebackers. Liam Kirk, Mike Prestipino, Pat Nichols, and Milton Robinson are in the secondary. On second down and about 4, motion man is Belleville from right to left. Two tight ends in front of him. They give it to Hussein again. He's going to push his way off the right side out to the 45. Brings up third down and about 2. Big Zach, 128 yards, 3 touchdowns on 17 totes a week ago against Pencrest. He's had over 100 in each of the first 3 weeks. Panthers with 2 backs in the top 10 in rushing through the first 3 weeks. Ebo Pio checks in with 200 and some yards as well. In the meantime, 3rd and 1. From the 45, it's one more time. It's Hussein pushing his way up the middle. Forward progress will give him the first down, and then he's driven back by Robinson along with 23, Riley DeShetler. But forward progress gives him the 49-yard line. Give him 4 and a Panther first down. Panthers ran the ball at will a year ago in this game up in Berwyn to a 44-7 victory over Conestoga last year. But new faces, new names, new coaches on the far sideline, and trying to get a different result. But nine men in the box here for Conestoga. On first and 10, they play fake, and then they run the sweep to Ibo Pio off the right side. Across midfield, cuts inside at the 45, and oh, nice open field tackle by number 12, Mike Prestipino, to hold Pio to a gain of 8, or he'd be gone. Actually, they'll put it down about 1 yard shy of the first down, so give Pio 9 on his first carry. Second down and 1 upcoming from the Conestoga 42. Panthers moving right to left here, opening drive of the game. Clock ticks, 9:56 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Mike Golay over the football. Second and 1 on the right hash. Wing to the right, left is Pio. Motion man is Belleville. Play fake. Back to pass is Fisher. Looking. Has time, now running out of time. He's going to roll to his right and keep it. Going to turn upfield. He's going to lower the shoulder and plow through a man at the 40 to pick up a first down. Gain of 3, and Fisher made the defender pay for that one. And they move the chains once again. Good coverage out there by the Conestoga secondary, Mike.
Yeah, and good football not to throw it. I'm not too crazy about running and taking a shoulder like that, but these kids are so young. Yeah. So, but it was a good football not to throw it and try to force something you weren't able to force.
From the 39, Panthers will snap at first and 10. Hussein and Belleville in the backfield. Wing left is Ibo Pio. They give it to Belleville for the first time. Off the left side, bounces back to the right, and he's going to drive his way down to the 35. Rather, gain of 4 for Ethan. Belleville also a big game last week, running it. 5 carries, 53 yards. 1 catch for a 6-yard touchdown. And the Panthers starters were out of that game early in the third quarter.
Yeah.
In the 35-0 victory over Pencrest. Here, second down and 6. Clock continues to run. Inside of 9 minutes now to play in the opening quarter. Panthers on the move. This drive started at their 38. On second and 6, gives to Hussein, who runs smack into the defensive end right there. Nice job getting off his block by number 21, Scott Smith. The junior meets Hussein right there for a loss of a yard, and it brings up third down and about 6. One of the few negative plays we've seen from the Panthers over the last couple of weeks, honestly.
But, yeah, I don't know what happened on the block there. He was there immediately.
Smith missed some time earlier in the in last week's lost Upper Darby, but he is back and back with a vengeance. Third down and about 6. Split to the right is Arion Ford. Hard count for Fisher. Conestoga stays home. He turns, gives to Hussein, who's got, they got a handful of face masks, and yep, this is going to come in, and I think the Panthers are going to end up with a first down out of this one. Three flags everywhere as Hussein went into the line, was met immediately. Conestoga was waiting for it, but got a handful of face masks, and I think this could be the personal foul variety, and it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Yeah.
That one absolutely stopped him in his tracks, and they're going to march off 15 here.
And the sad part was they had stopped him anyway.
Yeah,
but no
gain
happens
on the run.
Yeah,
15-yard penalty will move the chains, and the Panthers will be set up now. First and 10 at the Conestoga 23. Costly penalty for the Pioneers there as the run defense has stiffened. For the moment, Panthers need to come up with something else here.
Well, they got
to
run outside of the middle. I mean, it's you got to do something here.
Wing to the right is Belleville on first and 10. From the 23, they give to the off the right side. It's Pio, who dances into the hole momentarily and is wrapped up quickly by P.J. Hewitt and Riley DeShetler. Brings up second down and about 8. Give Pio 2. But the Panthers starting to bog down a little bit. The last 3 carries have gone for negative 1, 0, and 2. But Conestoga maybe catching on a little bit on defense. Still, Panthers in good shape here. Second down and 9 from the 22. Wing to the right is Belleville. Give on a quick hitter. The trap play to Hussein goes down to the 19. Gain of just 3 more, but hey, you get 3 on 4 downs. You're going to get 3 on each of the 4
downs.
That's
right. It comes to 12. I mean, yeah, that's right. First down. So
6 carries, just 15 yards so far for Zach Hussein, but knows the football on the 20. It's going to bring up third down and about 7. Fisher brings in the play. Clock ticks. Panthers going to have to get something going here up front. Split end to the left. Azarion Ford. He's singled up here by Robinson. They run a toss play to the left side, and Hussein turns upfield, and he's going to spin his way across the 20, but pick up just about three. P.J. Hewitt on first contact, and now you're looking at fourth and five. Be looking at about a 35-yard field goal here.
Yeah, that defense closed. The Conestoga's defense closed down really fast. They had some room, and then that boy as Hussein went out, it just shut down real
Coach
fast.
Coach Clancy's going to let the clock melt a little bit and then call timeout. So we'll take a short one with him. We're halfway through the first quarter already. No points on the board. Panthers have the football, but now decision time, fourth and five, when we come back. From the 18-yard line, field goal or go for it, we'll find out in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 6:14 to play here in the opening quarter. We're scoreless. Strathaven started this drive at their 38. Now fourth and five from the Conestoga 18. No signs of a field goal kicker Emmett Young, so they will go for it. Two tight ends. Blake to the left. They fake to Hussein. Back. Firing over the middle. He's wide open. It's Evan Blake for a touchdown. Fisher on the money, and it's Evan Blake down the seam. Panthers on the board first with 6:08 to play.
Wow, that was quite a play.
Beautiful fake, and Evan Blake using the wheels wide open. And Fisher right on the money for a touchdown. Gorgeous, gorgeous throw, and a great finish to the drive.
Yeah, they never picked up Blake when he went out there. It was just a total surprise.
How about that for fourth and five? Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and Emmett Young is true again. 7-0 Strathaven. 6:08 to play here in the opening quarter. Be back in 30 seconds. Glad you're listening live or on the archive to the Panther football on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson, for sending it back. Jake Fisher to Evan Blake, first varsity touchdown for Evan Blake. Hope to see many more, but that was a beauty on fourth and five. 7-0 Panthers here with 6:08 to play in the opening quarter. Emmett Young has a tee to the left hash, high end over end, kickoff's going to come down. Liam Kirk has to go through his hands. He's going to chase it back down to the goal line. Four black jerseys in front of him, and he will go next to nowhere. He won't reach the 10. Tough mistake there for Kirk. They're going to give him forward progress to about the 8-yard line, but a long field in front of Conestoga here to deal with on their first possession of the game. They trail it 7-0, and they'll have Cameron Marcus in there at quarterback. We may see Chris McGovern, the junior, in there as well. They've rotated them both each of the last few weeks. Milton Robinson is your tailback. Ryan Duffy, the fullback. Brady Carpenter and Mike Prestipino are the wide receivers. Mike Mariani, an outstanding blocker at tight end. Hamilton, Gillishow, Horning, Benjamin, and Campbell, the front five. Under center for the first time is Marcus. First and 10 from the 8. Tailback is to Liam Kirk, and he's got it up the middle. Next to nothing there. Panthers swallow him up at the 9. Flag on the play as well. We'll check that. But Kirk, not much room off the left side that time. Holding against Conestoga. The Panthers, I think, will accept the penalty. We'll see. It'll be 2nd and 9, or are they going to back them up and turn this to 1st and about 14? Let's see. Yeah, yeah, they do. They put it back on the 4-yard line. Nope. Okay, first down and about. Oh, no, they are going to decline this.
Okay.
Okay, Coach Clancy saying, no, we want second down here. Holding, declined, second down and nine. Okay, here we go. They'll put it down again. Conestoga will try again now. Liam Kirk is your tailback. I formation. Three wide receivers. Two to the right, one to the left. Officials still sorting this out. All right, they get it restarted. Panthers with a seven-man front. We'll get to that lineup in just a moment. Under center is Marcus. Turns. Gives to Kirk. He's off the left side. He turns the corner outside, and he's ridden out of bounds there by Arion Ford at about the 14. Gain of about six. Going to bring up third down and four, I believe. See where they spot this coming off the far sideline.
Looks like 15.
They'll put it down at the 15. Okay. Yep. Third and about three as Kirk picks up six. And Panthers know full well that they're probably going to run to the tight end side most of the time. And why not? Mike Mariani, one of the better blockers in the Central League at tight end.
That means those linebackers have to stay free on that side.
This time, though, they go shotgun. Three wide receivers back on either side. Marcus sends a man in motion. And they fake inside and back to pass. Looking wide open in the near flat is Carpenter. Has it go in and out of his hands at the 25-yard line. Blown coverage there for the Panthers. They were fortunate the ball's on the turf. So three and out goes Conestoga. A couple mistakes there. Panthers get away with a defensive mistake on their side and stand to get the football back here with 5:38 to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 Panthers, and likely to get it back in pretty good field position here. Prestipino is your punter. Two men back are Jais Davis and Ebo Pio. Panthers have to be smart here. Can't jump off sides with it just fourth down and three. Prestipino awaits at his 2-yard line, waiting for the long snap. Snap is a good one. Prestipino steps into it and sends a high wobbler. Heads towards Ebo Pio, signals fair catch, and makes it on one knee at the Conestoga 41-yard line. So good decision by Pio right there. 26 on the punt, no return, but the Panthers start on the Conestoga side of the field here. First and 10, they'll snap from the left hash here with a 7-0 lead. Try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere. Academy Park on top of Simon Gratz, 8-0 early. Garnet Valley 7, Marple Newtown nothing. Radnor on top of Ridley, 7-0. So much for my prediction so far, but see if the Green Raiders can bounce back. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. Wing to the right is Belleville on first and 10. Motion man, they play fake, and back to pass is Fisher. They throw a wheel route. It open is Belleville.
Oh!
Tried to make a cut before he had the football.
He heard.
Incomplete.
I think he heard hoofbeats there.
I think he did. I think he wanted to cut inside of that linebacker coming over, and Belleville has it go in and out of his hands. So second down. Upcoming.
There was a defender right behind him that was coming up on him, and sometimes you hear that and you go and you take your eye off the ball trying to figure out where the ball's, you know, where the defender's coming from, and you lose count. You just lose the ball. Which
Fisher
is what
on the money with that throw that time. Good sign here in the early going for Jake. He's under center here on second down. And they run the sweep to this near side. This is Belleville, who is met immediately by Horning, and he's going to lose a couple. Second down and 10 is going to turn into third and 12 right quick. Belleville nothing doing, and Conestoga's run defense has tightened.
Conestoga had three defenders waiting, literally waiting with no blockers on them when Belleville came up to that side.
Loss of a yard. They'll put it down at the 42-yard line. Fisher brings in the play on third down and 11. 4:55 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Strathaven on top, 7-0. Tight end to the left is John Wilson. To the right, Arion Ford. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Still a nine-man front. Play fake. Blitz coming. Fisher's going to be swarmed and buried back at the 50-yard line. First contact there for 21, Scott Smith. He's been a terror already here. Stopping the backfield in the run game, and now a sack. Puts the Panthers back at the Conestoga 49, so could not take good advantage of great field position there. And three and out go the Panthers, and Ryan Krause will stay in to punt it. Krause trying to pin them deep. Pin Conestoga deep here. See, Liam Kirk stands deep to return. He'll await the punt inside his 20. Krause standing inside the Panther 40. Takes a good snap. Steps into it and booms one. High spiral. It's going to go over the head of Kirk. It's going to roll and roll. Aiming for the corner and out of bounds at the 1 yard, 2 yard line.
Oh, my
Tremendous
goodness.
Tremendous punt. 47 on the punt. No return. Ryan Krause doing the job in the special teams. Coffin corner. That's about as good as you're going to see.
In any league, at any level, that's about as good as you're going to see.
Tremendous kick. Kirk had no chance to field that. That was a good 10 yards over his head and angling towards the sideline. So no fault to be had for Conestoga there. That's just good kick. Hunter Mazur checks in at corner. He's opposite Arian Ford as they go two wide receivers to the left of the formation. First and 10 out of their own end zone now. Conestoga from the two-yard line gives to Liam Kirk straight up the middle. Big hole off that left side, and he's going to push his way out to the 15-yard line. Gain of 13 for Kirk. Panthers, too much room there.
So 14.
They'll snap it. Liam Kirk, 20 carries on 20 yards on just three carries here in the early going. And a little sign of life here for the Conestoga offense. They'll spot this at the 14, just shy of where I called it a moment ago. Carpenter, split to the left. Prestipino, split to the right. Slot to the right as well. No tight end. I formation. And under center is Marcus. He turns, gives to Kirk one more time. And he goes straight up the middle to the 19. Gain of 5. Moves a bunch of Panthers along with him. And the Panther defense... didn't even mention them during the first series. Up front, you got Corey Harris, Ryan Krause, Sam Burke, and Ethan Belleville. John Prochniak, Luke Healy are the inside linebackers. Evan Blake and John Wilson on the outside. Arian Ford and Jais Davis. We'll see a lot of Zane Mazur as well at corner. And Ebo Pio is your free safety. Second down and about 6 from the 19. Prestipino split to the near side, right of the formation. Carpenter to the wide side. Tight end is to the right. And they come that way. Here comes Kirk. He's waiting for his hole, and he's going to not find much of it that time. Nice job there by Krause and Blake to tie him up. At the bottom of the pile, Ebo Pio stepped up nicely. And it brings up third down and about 2. Third and 2 as Kirk, 5 carries. He's been getting the bulk of it thus far. But, again, you've got Milton Robinson waiting on that far sideline too. It wouldn't shock me at all if both of these guys, if things go to plan for Conestoga, if both of these guys end up with 15 to 20 carries each, fresh legs, could be a difference maker. Third and 2. 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Quarterback under center, I formation behind him, and then we get flags, and I think you're going to get a false start here. This could be... painful mistake for Conestoga again.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that just kills you when you get a drive going.
Cameron Marcus trying to figure things out. Now we go. Sideline warning.
No, they're not going to take any yards for it?
First time should just be a warning, right? Unless it was something. Sideline warning to Conestoga. All right, so they'll have them snap it again. Third down and 2. We'll do it all over. Prestipino checks into the game. Marcus brings in the play. Jack Lyons checks out. Third and 2 from their own 22. Clock continues to run in the first quarter. 7-0 Strathaven. 1:45 and counting to play here in the first. 2 wide receivers to the left of the formation. Tailback is Liam Kirk. Duffy, the fullback in front of him in the eye. And now here you've got timeout.
Yep.
Conestoga. All right. Whole lot for not having snapped the ball, but in the meantime, we'll take a short timeout with them, see if we can get scores from elsewhere, and be back in just a moment. Strathaven and Conestoga in a tight one so far here on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. Third down and two for Conestoga, moving left to right here in the first quarter. From their own 22-yard line, they'll be ready to snap here. They break the huddle with receivers to either side. I formation behind Cameron Marcus. Kirk is your tailback. Duffy the fullback on third and two. Long count here, and they go quarterback dive right up the middle. Marcus is going to push his way for maybe, yep, first down indeed. All right, they'll put him across the 25, gain of 4 yards, and a first down. So, kept it simple that time. That's the first yardage for anyone not named Liam Kirk.
Yep.
For Conestoga. Kirk, 5 carries, 28 yards, and nothing in the passing game yet, but Conestoga with a pair of first downs here to get out of a deep hole that started at their own two.
Yeah, he made an attempt to pass, and it should have been caught.
Right.
But hasn't tried it again.
Jais Davis back into the game at corner. Bunch formation, shotgun look here. Motion man is Prestipino, and a high snap is juggled, and now going to keep it himself. Busted play, but making something out of nothing. Cameron Marcus dives across the 30, out to the 32. So that's Marcus. Or was that Kirk? Oh, it was Kirk.
It was
the Wildcat look. So Kirk goes high for that snap and picks up six more. Wilson on the stop for the Panthers. And the Panthers defense bending here. Clock ticks, 33, 32 and counting here in the first quarter. Strathaven could not take advantage of a short field moments ago, and now going to need something to happen on defense here to slow down the offense. Motion man, Prestipino, Wildcat look again. Through the hands of Kirk, scramble for it. Now that's what they needed. Yeah. Ethan Belleville is going to swallow him up back at the 25-yard line. Loss of 7 on the play. It's going to be 3rd and 11 when we come back and start the second quarter. So Wildcat formation twice. The snap juggled by Kirk. First time he did okay with it. Not that time. And the Panthers make him pay. All right, be back in just a moment. Stick with us. We've come to the end of the first quarter already. Strathaven on top, 7-0, right here on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Dan Connor. Talk about one of your classmates in just a moment, but Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Pete Fulgenetti will join us at halftime, but he's here doing stats and spotting in the meantime. But Dan Connor, class of 2004, has one of his teammates, a guy he ran behind over and over again for a couple of years, Gordon Davis, the center for Strathaven, is an assistant coach on the Conestoga staff. Great to see him here tonight. He spent time talking with Coach Clancy and Coach Schaefer before the game, and great to see Gordon doing well. And, again, looks great and trying to help out with the Pioneers here on the offensive line. Third and 11 for the Pioneers. They start right to left here in the second quarter from their own 25-yard line. Three wide receivers, two to the right, one to the left, back on either hip. Milton Robinson on the right hip of your quarterback, and here you're going to get a flag pre-snap, and what do we got? Far line judge on the far side, and you're going to say timeout, Conestoga. All right. Conestoga is going to use their second timeout of the half here. So you know what? We'll keep it right here. Try to keep you posted on some score updates. Neshaminy on top of Council Rock early, 13-0. Quakertown on top of Upper Moreland, 14-0 up in the Suburban One League. Closer to home, Springfield on top at the end of one, 7-0 over Harriton. Speaking of the end of the first quarter, Upper Dublin and Happer Horsham are scoreless. Hatters trying to even their record to 2-2, and Upper Dublin trying to stay undefeated. Whitehall on top of Allentown Central Catholic, 14-7 up north. 14-7, Radnor on top of Ridley. So Ridley came back and tied it, and then Radnor answers immediately with Cohen from Sean Malarkey, 54 yards on the touchdown. for the Red Raiders. Marple got things going, but Garnet Valley squashed them there. Still 7-0, Garnet Valley on top up on Route 252. All right, here we go. 3rd and 11 from the 25. Two wide receivers to the right. Shotgun look, and they play fake, and Marcus rolling to his right. Still looking. Has time. He's going to tuck it and run. He's going to be wrapped up by Corey Harris. Great pursuit from the backside. He's going to stop him a few yards shy. And now 3rd and probably about 3. Does Coach Matt Diamond want to keep the offense on the field, or looks like the punt team's coming on? Great pursuit from the backside by Corey Harris. Saved trouble on the scramble. It's going to be 4th down and 2. They're on quickly. Conestoga on quickly in punt formation. Prestipino to kick it away. Pio and Jais Davis await at their own 40-yard line. On 4th and 2. Snap is a good one. Prestipino steps into it and booms one. High spiral goes over the head of everybody. Jais Davis running next to it and now is going to make a good decision and run away from it. It's going to take a roll. Oh, my goodness. Down inside the 15 and to the 10, inside the 5-yard line to the 4. How about these punters tonight?
Wow.
My goodness, what a kick. And it just rolled, not end over end, but just like a bowling ball, rolled about 30 yards, and the Panthers now at their own 4-yard line. Talk about tilting the field. Well, 69-yard punt.
Yeah, in high school.
Tremendous. Followed by a 47-yard coffin corner from Ryan Krause. Two best plays on the field tonight came in the punt game. 11:02 to play here before halftime. Panthers with a long way to go in front of them here. They lead 7-0, but truly in the shadow of their own goalposts here. Arian Ford, tight end, to the right. Blake to the left, wing T behind Fisher. He gives it to Zach Hussein, who explodes into the secondary. He's undercut nicely by P.J. Hewitt, or Zach's going for a long one.
Yep.
But out to the 13-yard line, picks up 9 and near first down yardage. Nice work there on the trap play.
Yeah, that worked. It was just a perfect size hole. It was just enough to squeeze through, nobody behind him. It was a great offensive play. We'll hopefully do more than that. Obviously, they were able to seal off the linebackers from closing it down.
Pio wing to the left. Belleville and Hussein in the backfield on 2nd down and 1. From the 13, Pio motions, and Panthers are going to get a motion penalty here. Give is to Hussein, who's going to spin his way out to the 19, and I think this is coming backwards. First down is going to suddenly turn into 2nd and 6, as I think you had two men moving and one actually moving forward at the time of the snap. So illegal procedure penalty will put it back inside the 10, back to the 8. Unfortunate mistake there for the Panthers.
Yep, that hurts.
Chichester 6, Phoenixville 3. Upper Moreland is on the board. They've cut Quakertown's lead in half, 14-7. Westchester East on top of Sun Valley, 7-0 in the early going. Here, Jake Fisher brings in the play. They break the huddle with two tight ends again. Wing to the right, to the left, rather, is Ebo Pio. On 2nd down, and the Panthers look like they jumped again. Is there no flag? Okay.
Nope.
Somebody got a quick head start, and Conestoga was they're furious. I think they're correct. Hussein takes it to the 10 for a short gain, and it brings up 3rd down and about 4. All right. So Hussein picks up just a couple there. 9 carries already for Zach, just 28 yards in the early going. Conestoga doing a nice job with the run defense thus far.
Yeah, they're really shutting down all the stuff inside. So
Panthers, see what they come up with here, 3rd down and almost 5. Gives to Ebo Pio. He's got two blockers in front of him. He lowers the shoulder, and Ebo's going to lunge his way to the 15-yard line and pick up a tough first down right there. Nice work by Pio to move the chains. Good blocking in front of him on that sweep as well. Jack Henry checks out. Dowdy checks in, but good work by Henry leading the way there. Out to the 16-yard line, and Jake Fisher jogs in the play. Fast-moving first half here. They're going to break the huddle, and we'll be just about 9 minutes till halftime. Split end to the left is Arian Ford. Wing to the right, Belleville. On 1st and 10, it's Pio one more time. Follows his blockers, and again, coming in low again is Hewitt, and he's a couple really low tackles. He's undercut a couple of Strathaven backs. This time, Pio down at the 21 after a gain of 5, and Panthers may run that till they stop it. Honestly, had two guys pulling in front of Pio, and he's picking up about 5 yards a pop right now.
Yeah, definitely farming the field as they come through. If they can seal off that one linebacker, they could go for some serious yards.
Second down and 5 from the 21. Fisher turns, gives to Hussein, who's going to drive the pile, carrying people across the 25. He says, I'm just stronger than you on that one. Met on the other side of the 25-yard line, but this will move the chains again. Give Hussein 6 and another first down. Carried 3 white shirts with him that time.
Well, this is the kind of football Clancy likes. I mean, just pound it, pound it, pound it. We'd like to see maybe a 10 or 15-yard gain here. It's a little easier to...
Yeah.
Do it in 3 and 4 yard increments. But, their last series was 5, 6, and 6. So that's real nice.
Yep. But keeping that defense on the field here. Panthers in control, leading 7-0, and now have P.O. in motion. They run an option play. Keeping it himself this time is Jake Fisher. He's going to drive the pile across the 30, out to the 35 for a gain of 8. Fisher on the keeper. They run option that time. Fisher, 2 carries for 11 yards. Nice little wrinkle. Slow to get up for Conestoga, number 33, Nymir Robinson, defensive line. Seems to be okay, so good sign there. Conestoga down to 1 timeout here in the first half. Robinson having some trouble here, but he's going to stay in the game, and Strathaven's out of the huddle already. 2 tight ends, wing to the left is Ebo Pio. 2nd and 2 from their 35. Fisher under center, 9 in the box. Give it to Hussein. Straight up the middle he goes, running through tacklers and out to the 44-yard line. Conestoga defense perhaps wearing down just a little bit now. 9 more for Hussein on his 11th carry.
Boy, he's just really pummeling them. The blocking's starting to take some effect. They're starting to seal off the linebackers a little bit. Linebackers are not getting to the holes like they wanted to. We got an injured Conestoga player on the ground.
Do we? Okay.
All right, 45.
There is going to be, this is, who are they checking on? A couple different guys. Is this Hewitt? All right, now Hewitt's okay. Who's this? Well,
40. Is it 40?
All right, number 40 is Dylan Lance Goldstein. But we'll keep an eye on him. But in the meantime, we'll take a short timeout. 7:07 to play before halftime. Be back in 30 seconds. Strathaven with the lead, the football, and on the move here at George L. King Field when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Back at George L. King Field, Conestoga players healthy, walking off under their own power. Good sign there. Strathaven, speaking of good signs, with the football, 1st and 10 at their 45. Drive started at their own 4-yard line. Under center is Fisher. He turns, gives to Hussein, straight up the middle, carrying tacklers, holding on to that football with 2 hands. They rip at it, but not before he takes 3 more white jerseys to the Conestoga side of the 50 to the 48-yard line. Gain of 7. P.J. Hewitt being helped up by his teammates. And again, Conestoga starting to looks like they're wearing down just a little bit here. 2nd down and 3, upcoming. Marple Newtown has come up to tie Garnet Valley. It's 7-7 early in the second quarter.
Good game.
Wing to the right is Belleville. 2 tight ends in front of Fisher. Give is to Hussein. No, it's a yes, it is Hussein off the left side, and he's going to take his time down across the 45 to the 44. Gain of 4 more and another Panther first down. Faked me out that time.
Yeah,
it did.
I was watching him, too. It was a good fake.
Had Belleville coming across looking like on the sweep, but... Hussein's going to sleep well tonight. 13 carries already, still halfway through the second quarter. Mike Golay, the center, and the offensive line doing the job along with the tight ends Blake and Ford. 1st and 10 from the Conestoga 44. Play fake, and here's P.O. on the sweep. He cuts inside, and nice open field tackle. Great job, Liam Kirk. Just hanging on to a shoestring there. P.O. stopped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. If Kirk doesn't make that play, P.O.'s going quite a ways. All right. Try to keep you posted on other scores here. Lincoln has beaten Prep Charter in a game that started at 3:30 today over in City of Philadelphia. Academy Park on top of Simon Gratz, 14-0. Here, 2nd and 10 from the 44. Fisher, quarterback keeper, straight up the middle. He's just going to carry people forward across the 40 to the 36. He says, I'll take 7 myself if nobody's going to line up over the ball. So Fisher on the quarterback dive to the Conestoga 36.
37.
Yep. I guess. All right. 3rd down and 3 is Fisher. 3 carries for 18 yards. Wouldn't shock me to see him do that again, honestly, if Conestoga doesn't adjust.
Yeah.
Under center is Fisher. Turns, gives to Hussein up the middle. Tripped over his own man that time. It's going to be tripped up, I think, just shy. It's going to be awfully close to a 1st down. See, it's going to check the spot here. They're going to put it down on the 39. I'm sorry, on the 34, and they're going to bring out the chains. All right, so Hussein stepped on his own man's foot that time going through the A gap, and we'll see. Chain gang moving forward, and we'll either have 4th and inches or 1st and 10 for Strathaven when we get it restarted. Garnet Valley has answered quickly. Cole Palace to Robinson for 57 and a score. Garnet Valley up 14-7.
1st down.
Midway through the second quarter. So gain of 3 for Hussein on this field. 14 carries, 60 yards for Zach. 4:27 to play here before halftime, and marching. The Panthers.
Well, this is what you want to see, particularly after Conestoga did so well.
Check the play count here, see what play of the drive. We are piling them up in double digits here. Wing to the left, split end to the left is Ford on 1st and 10. Play fake, now they go option, and off the left side and going next to nowhere is Fisher. And Evan Blake, slow to get up, but seems to be okay. Good
that was sign that was the 13th play of the series.
All right, 13th play of the drive goes for no gain, and Evan Blake's going to hobble off here. John Wilson check in at tight end. Fisher seems to be checking something as well here, and he's going to need a timeout. Not a good sign here. They ran option to the left side, and Fisher now trying to shake off some rust. Panthers call timeout, 3:54 to play before halftime. They're going to check on their quarterback, and everybody here holds their breath. 7-0 Strathaven, Jake Fisher being attended to on the near sideline, and see what happens when we come back on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Jake Fisher taking a practice snap from Mike Golay here, and he's going to stay on the field. Good sign for the Panthers. A little less good is 2nd down and almost 11 here. They'll snap it near the 35-yard line. The option play to the left went next to nowhere. Conestoga defense trying to find an answer. Play 14 of this drive. It started at their own 4-yard line. Panthers trying to cash in here. Motion man is Ebo Pio. They run the toss play to this near side. This is Hussein on the sweep. They grab him by the shirt tail, and he's dragged down. Nice job there by 42. Mariani with first contact, and Hussein on the sweep. I don't know if he gets back to the 35. Yeah, we'll say no gain. All right, well, try to run outside there. Couldn't quite get it going. And now 3rd and 11 here. Panthers probably need 5 or 6 here to set up something a little more manageable on 4th down. Certainly 4-down territory, you would think. Tight end to the left is Blake. To the right is Arion Ford. Under center with a wing to the left. Play 15 of the drive. They go right up the middle to Hussein, who's going to drive down to the 30. So, yep, that's what they needed. Now you're 4th and 6. Clock ticks. 3:01. 3 minutes and counting to play here in the first half. Panthers received the ball first. So Conestoga will get the ball to start the second half. And Strathaven trying to get something on the board here to add to the 7-0 lead. But 4th and 6, not easy here from the 30-yard line. Fisher Under center, wing to the left is P.O. Fullback behind him is Hussein. Fisher sends Belleville in motion. They play fake. Back, looking. Head's going to step up in the pocket. He's going to be sacked for the second time. Pass protection could not hold up, and Robinson got him back at the 35. Loss of five on the play, and the Panthers turn it over on downs. A very promising drive. Slow moving indeed, but 17 plays milked most of the second quarter clock. But now Conestoga with the football and trying to get some momentum here. 2:29 to play before halftime. The Pioneers with one timeout in their pocket. And still will have the football to start the second half. So Panther defense needs to come up big here. Zane Mazur in at corner opposite Jais Davis. I formation. Liam Kirk is your tailback. Motion man is Prestipino. Tight end to the right, and they fake to the right and back to pass, and they won it all. McGovern in the game at quarterback. Down the middle he goes, and incomplete. Zane Mazur closing in coverage quickly. Popped Prestipino, but ball overthrown by a couple of yards, and McGovern, the junior, into the game for the first time. 6'2", 190-pounder, wearing number 14 in white. Chris McGovern, his father, used to play basketball with Dan Schaefer, the assistant coach at Strathaven. Talking to him prior to the game. But second and 10. From the 35, McGovern stays in the game. He's under center. Liam Kirk, the tailback. Receivers are split. On second and 10, McGovern turns, gives to Kirk, looking for room off the right side. Belleville's got him by the collar and slings him down for a loss. Ethan Belleville says no. Got some help from Blake as well. And they'll drop Kirk for a loss back at the 32. Third and 13 now for Conestoga. Clock ticks, 2:02, 2:01 and counting to play here in the first half. If Panthers get a stop on third down, wouldn't shock me at all to see Coach Clancy call timeout. Panthers with two timeouts in their pocket here.
Yeah, with Fisher hurting his hand, he went back to pass, but he got stuffed before he had a chance to throw it. I was anxious to see how
Mazur the hand checks
feels.
Out. Arian Ford checks in on third down and 13. 1:35 and counting to play here before halftime. Belleville in a stand-up rush. They snap it over his head. Fire drill in the backfield. Scramble for it, and I think the Panthers could be on it. We'll see. Nope. Corey Harris had a shot, but McGovern wrestles it away at the 14-yard line, and Panthers call timeout. As expected, and now fourth and forever, as they'll snap it from the 14. Panthers, hey, do you go after the punter here, or do you
be careful and try? Of course, he had a great punt last
fair
time.
Catch. Yeah, 69-yard punt for
Prestipino. For the record, it's fourth and 31.
Yeah, so fourth and 31 for Conestoga here. We'll see if the Panthers want to make sure that Davis and Pio just make the fair catch, try to save some yardage here
and some
clock. But Panthers will have a chance, we presume, here to get the football back, leading 7-0 after a good work from the defense and an unfortunate snap there for Conestoga. Let's be honest here. Love to give the kids credit, but sometimes the other teams just make a mistake and they have to make them pay.
It's part of the game, obviously. You got to play clean, otherwise people make you pay. If Conestoga now gets out of this without Haven scoring again, it won't cost them anything, but it did cost them the opportunity to try to get down the field.
Jais Davis awaits deep on his side of the 50 here just to take away anything, and up at the 45-yard line on the Conestoga side is Ebo Pio. Prestipino awaits just in front of his goal line, awaiting the long snap. Snap is perfect. Prestipino steps into it, and here's a wobbler. It's going to angle towards Ebo Pio, who makes the catch at the 47-yard line. Looking for room, trying to set up a wall to this near sideline. He's going to be horse-collared back on his side of the 50-yard line, but they did not get inside the shoulder pads. That was just by the jersey. Perfectly legal and unfortunate there for the Panthers. They lose five on the return, but still decent field position. One timeout left before halftime, first and 10 at their own 47-yard line.
You never want to see a guy go backwards. However, in a case like this where it could be critical to the success of the minute you have left, it's to give up a potential, you know, few yards to maybe make something out of that play, not a bad idea.
Two wide receivers this time. Ethan Belleville split to the right, Ford to the left. Two backs offset. Under center, three-step drop. Looking is Fisher firing deep down the sideline. Has Belleville out there. Makes the catch and stepped out of bounds. Clock stops as Belleville hauls it in at the 25-yard line. 28 on the catch and run. Beautifully delivered. And Fisher 2 for 3 throwing it.
Wow, so I guess his hand's fine.
Well, wasn't his, didn't look to be his throwing hand, but either way, the Panthers will take it right there. 28. And now the Panthers at the 25-yard line approaching Emmett Young's field goal range. But looking for more here.
However, he is into the wind a bit.
Fisher 2 of 3 throwing it for 46 yards and a touchdown. That 18-yarder to Evan Blake on 4th and 5.
Why are they...
Well, they are looking for... Okay. He stepped out of bounds.
Oh, he's trying to take some time off the clock.
Okay. Okay. They're going to run the clock down to 55 seconds. All right. 55 seconds to play before halftime. Panthers 1st and 10 at the Conestoga 25. Panthers with one timeout. On first down. Give it to Hussein. Off the left side. Right side, rather. And pushes his way back towards the middle. Nice work there by number 23, Riley DeShetler, on the stop after a gain of just 3. Clock ticks. Panthers, no huddle. 39 seconds, 38 seconds. On 2nd down and 7. Wing T look, and the quick hitter to Hussein one more time. He's going to push his way for maybe a yard or so. And let's see, clock ticks to the 20, maybe. Brings up 3rd down and about 5. Under center is Fisher. They split Arian Ford to the left. Clock ticks, 15 seconds, 14 seconds. Under center is Fisher. Back to pass, looking. They throw the fade deep down the far sideline. Arian Ford is out there, leaps, and nearly comes up with it, incomplete. 4.7 seconds remaining, and now that'll set up Emmett Young for a 37-yard field goal attempt. Well,
good pass.
Get something going. Yeah, that was Ford had a shot, actually. Yep. That was not an easy throw, not an easy catch. It was decent coverage there for Conestoga. But Ford could not haul it in just past the goal line. And now Fisher to hold Emmett Young.
Man,
37.
From 37. Wow.
This will be a career long for the junior. Taking a knee at the 27, 37-yard field goal. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is hooking, and it is just. Now it is good. Just inside the left upright as the horn sounds. Emmett Young curls it in the left side, and 10-0 Strathaven Panthers come up with 3 at the halftime horn. Wow, indeed.
Wow.
Special teams a big part of the first half, and the Panthers with a 10-0 lead as we take it to halftime. We'll have a lot to talk about with Pete Fulginetti and scores from elsewhere, but, man.
That was something else.
Exciting end of the half.
I thought it was going to dive before he got to the crossbar.
I thought it had enough leg, and then I thought it was wide left, but Emmett Young tucks it inside the left upright. 10-0 Strathaven, 2-score game now. So stick with us. Be back in just a moment. Thank you again to our sponsors. Make sure we're taking care of them outside of game day as well. You do a great job putting us on the air every week. So thank you so much, and we'll be back in just a few moments right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live.
And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
And welcome back to George L. King Field, where it is the Panthers 10 on a 37-yard field goal. Amazing. To zero for Conestoga. Conestoga was moving the ball effectively and kind of stuffing the Panthers, but the Panthers kind of kept overwhelming them, made a nice long drive and finished with a field goal to get the three. But it's been an interesting game so far. Some passing and go ahead.
Okay. It's been a real interesting game, Mike. I actually want to know the truth. I think Conestoga's a little better than I thought. They're really stuffing the run. Hussein's getting his yards, but he's really working hard for it. But you can see that this Conestoga team is okay, and they're getting better. I mean, I know they're 0-3, but they're going to win a few games this year. But the Panthers have played a very good half, and they've shown me, and I hope they remember this, they can move the ball in the air. If you're going to stuff the box with 10 players, then you've got to start getting the ball to your wideouts. They did it. They did that one pass up the middle for a touchdown.
Right.
They had another one on the end there, but was dropped. But I mean, they can move the ball, and if you start doing that, that's going to open up the middle for your runs, especially in the fourth quarter when Stoga starts to get weary.
Well, yeah, and they tried an option tonight, and that did not go well. But option's a tough play to run, and of course. You know, if you look at the film the past three games, you're obviously, if you're the opponent for the Haven, you're going to have to concentrate on the center on the center of the field, because that's where the vast majority of the running plays are going to be. And you got to put a helmet on Hussein frequently to make sure he stops. And, of course, you got Pio, who's got some around-end potential, and they've been able to shut him down fairly effectively as well. So now that they've opened up the pass, I mean, I assume the Conestogas have to go back in the halftime now and say, look, we're going to have to do something about covering some passing, because right now they're killing us on the passing game, and we've got to cover that. Well, if we cover that, that's going to give us a little bit of room to work on the running plane, and we'll just run it down their throats.
And I think if you do that, I think by the fourth quarter you're going to see Conestoga linemen start to get a little weary, and some of those 2-3 yard plays might become 10-12 yard gains.
I think
Strathaven has to start throwing the ball a little bit, not all over the field, not 20 passes, but there's plays to be made. There's men open. Watching the defense.
And we haven't seen much of that pitch out play, which I really like. I know it's a little scary to do occasionally, but that gets you some speed to the corner. That if they're playing too tight in the box, they can't reach. You know, when a guy like Pio or in the case of Hussein is in a full run out to the edge and he gets pitched the ball, by the time the linebackers make the adjustment, he's gone. And that's what's made that play so successful, unless, of course, they sniff it out ahead of time. But that's the risk you take. But that kind of opening it up, that forces the linebackers to cheat a little bit to the outside. Mm-hmm. And that gives them some openings up the center. They just have to be a little more versatile.
I'd like to give a lot of credit also to the Panthers' defense. From last week through this week, that six consecutive shutout quarters they've put up on the board against Pencrest and Conestoga. And, yeah, Pencrest has struggled. They're a very young team. But this Conestoga team is you know, besides their record, I think they're going to be very good.
Oh yeah, they've got some good.
You can see the potential they have.
Good speed. They've got some nice motion on you know, on the defense on the inside, they're really covering well. They're going to the ball. They've got some decent size. You know, I don't. You look at an 0-3 team and you go, this isn't an 0-3 team. And if I hadn't known it, I wouldn't suspect that they're playing well. And while we expect them to get a little fatigued coming in the second half, it may not happen. What, you know, the Haven may get out fatigued. You know, if Conestoga comes in and plays like they played in their first series, and may, you know, again, one of the reasons Conestoga stopped, they made some terrible mistakes, penalties, and ball centered over the either the quarterback or whoever was receiving.
I know we don't have time yet for the stats, but. If you look at the statistics for the first half,
yeah.
If you could put all those minus plays that Stoga had for failed passes,
right.
and all the other things, if you add all them up, I bet you we're like 4-1 in average against us. I don't know if you can bring that up.
I will tell you that second down, third down average plays are negative yardage. And I'm just looking to see if we have tackles for a loss here that I can pick up real quick. But what happened to my stats here? Oh, there we go.
Conestoga seems to have great first and second downs, and then third down is where they really falter, and then, you know, then they got to punt the ball.
Yeah, well, it does happen. There's no doubt about that. That's interesting. I'm having
Mike's
trouble locating some of my
checking,
stats.
He's
yeah.
on his computer checking. That's why we're not saying
yeah.
too much right now.
So anyway, no, I'm not seeing the stats that I wanted to, and okay. I'm not too sure why. But
the bottom line is Strathaven has well more statistical gain than the Conestoga, and they have a 10-0 lead. And also that field goal, I was really shocked that he made it. Not that he's not a great kicker, but he's kicking into a very stiff win. This win gave two punters 69 and 50-some-yard punts. So you know how strong it is. And this field goal for 37 yards was into that win. And it just made it. But that's quite an accomplishment to kick that field goal into the win with no time left on the clock.
Well, let me give you some stats that I've got. I've got, Conestoga only has 11 rushing attempts for 18 yards, net yards. So they're not really doing a whole lot. And, while the game is 10-0, statistically it looks a whole lot better
right,
for Strathaven
than if
Conestoga.
If you just look at their stats, you say, oh, this has got to be 28-0 by now.
Right.
But it's not.
Yep. So, I mean, offensive plays run by Haven have been 33 compared to 13 for Conestoga.
How about time of possession, Mike?
Time of possession is a little more even. It's still to the advantage of Haven, but time of possession...
I would think so.
Is 837 for Haven versus 650 for Conestoga. So, you know, it's statistically very much a Haven game, but the score is only 10-0. And
it's 10-0, and as we always say, Conestoga will be receiving the second-half kickoff, so they really need to put some points on the board. If they falter and let the Panthers come down and make it 17-0, this could be a Panther.
Yeah,
victory.
On the other hand, if Conestoga come back and score and make this 10-7 game, we're in a ball game.
Right,
so,
that's what I'm saying.
And of course, Conestoga knows that, so they're going to come down. All right, well, we got about 11 minutes left. Haven hasn't taken the field yet. The Strathaven marching band is still waiting,
yeah,
watching Conestoga.
Mm-hmm.
So we got another 11 minutes. So I guess we don't want to talk about the Phillies because it's too depressing.
It is.
So we're going to forget that the Phillies were contenders a couple of weeks ago and are no longer. But let's talk about those Eagles.
Absolutely.
We got a game coming up this week. We're still going to have Foles start. He was not particularly impressive last week. He did win.
Yeah, but last week what won that game was the defensive line. They have a defensive line that is just awesome, and they rotate seven players, so they wear teams down. And by the third and fourth quarter, they're putting so much pressure on the quarterback for the opponent. It's such an advantage. And this Sunday will be tough, though. They're playing in Tampa Bay. It's going to be 90 degrees, high humidity. It's Florida weather, so they're going to have to rotate their players. They're going to have to stay hydrated. But I think if they play. No, errorless ball, no turnovers, or at least minimal turnovers, they should be able to beat Tampa Bay.
Okay. What do you think of Foles?
Which week do you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about last week.
He either can't throw a ball to anybody or he's the greatest player in the Super Bowl. There's no middleman. But back 6 years ago when he was a rookie, he threw seven touchdown passes in one game against the Oakland Raiders. Seven. His shoes, his jersey are in the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio for that one game. He had 27 touchdowns and two interceptions his first year. And then the second year, he was awful. So you don't know which man you're going
well,
to get.
Well, that's why he's a backup quarterback. I mean, every quarterback who manages to play in the NFL has great moments. Those who go on and play consistently become Hall of Famers, and those who play mostly consistently have a career and make a lot of money.
I'm going to make a prediction here. Not a score, but this prediction is next week the Eagles are home against the Indianapolis Colts. I predict Carson Wentz will be your starting quarterback next week. He could play this week, but they don't want to put him down there in Tampa in the heat and all that. They want to bring him back in front of the home fans, in front of the Colts, who have not a real good defense. And they want to get him into the games that way. So I predict he will come in next Sunday and be the starter for the next 14 games. Now, what will the Eagles do for the season? It's a long season, Mike. Let me put it this way. They will win their division. They will be in the playoffs. Am I going to predict a Super Bowl win? No.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that. But this team is the best team in the NFC East. They will win their division. They will be in the playoffs. And then in January, we'll see what happens. We won't be doing Haven football in January, but we'll see what happens.
We'll be doing basketball.
We'll be doing basketball, baby.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction.
All right. Well, good enough. I don't know that I share your enthusiasm yet. I just haven't seen the playability, although I do appreciate the defense, that's for sure. I just, and I'm also concerned, the jury is out on Carson Wentz relative to what he's going to come back as.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not his ability. It's going to be the health of his knee. And he's got to play smart. He can't take risks anymore. He's got to know when to get out of bounds. If the end zone's there, don't put your head down and, run out of bounds or do something else with it.
Well, we had that conversation in this booth a few times last year.
Yes, we did.
And it's interesting. Somebody needs to take these young buck quarterbacks coming out of their college teams and say, look, you cannot play like you did in college. You'll get killed. I understand.
North Dakota,
but he was one of the bigger players in college.
North Dakota State is not what you would call big, big time football.
No, but I'm sure he got clobbered by a couple of 240 pounders.
But not 340.
Well, and the speed at which one moves.
Yeah.
And college, even big college, is not like how they move in professional football.
Oh, it's a whole nother level.
Yes, it is a whole nother level. That's why so few people in college can play professional football in any event. All right, well, we've got about 7 minutes left in halftime, so I'm going to go ahead and go to our commercial breaks to thank our sponsors again. The score right now is Strathaven 10 on a 37-yard field goal to Conestoga 0. Conestoga gets the ball first. We'll be back in just a few minutes to hear other scores around the area and to bring you the second half. So stay tuned. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape.
AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home.
Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Halftime, Strathaven 10, Conestoga nothing. But in the meantime, another fantastic show here. We're in the midst of that. I hope you can hear it in the background. It's a shame I have to talk through some of this. Strathaven's marching unit looking fantastic again. Great to see. Now that they're all back in school, we get to see them all at once. A little sparse in the first couple of weeks just because kids are still on vacation when you start the season in the third week of August. But really just fantastic to see the turnout again this year. This is following another terrific performance from Conestoga's marching band. So the marching bands tonight are worth the price of admission and then some, let alone the football action on either side of it. So glad you're here in person, listening here in the stadium, or if you're at home and checking it out, fantastic night for football here in Wallingford. Outside of Wallingford, in other places around town and around southeastern Pennsylvania, got some scores from District 1 and District 12 to share. Coatesville all over Bishop Shanahan, 35-0. Still 6 minutes to play in the second quarter, so that is on its way to a mercy rule running clock circumstance. Coatesville ranked in the top three in the state and just a high-powered offense with Ricky Ortega and Aaron Young in the backfield, a couple of D1 prospects and significant talent on the outside as well. Coatesville is going to be a force in 6A once again. Up in the Suburban One League, Quakertown on top of Upper Moreland, 28-7 at halftime. Plymouth Whitemarsh 14, Wissahickon nothing. At half, closer to home, how about this? The Delco Times writers smarter than me this week. Radnor 28, Ridley 7 at half.
Ooh.
I thought Ridley's defense would hold up, but they've had no answers for Cohen and friends. Strathaven will have to worry about that in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
But Radnor looking every bit as good as their 3-0 start. Ridley could fall to 0-4, almost unheard of.
I've never seen it in all the years of
0-3. It's been since the 1950s that they started 0-3. So to go 0-4, boy, this is tough times right now on Morton Avenue. But still, that's a good team. We've seen them compete. They're just young, and I think it's going to take some time to gel. But in the meantime, head coach Tom Ryan has the Radnor Red Raiders rolling, and that's a lot of R's there, but we'll see them in a couple weeks. Up north, Easton on top of Liberty, 20-14 late in the second quarter. Neshaminy's winning big, 34-0 tonight. They're trying to hold serve on at home. Speaking of at home here, Methacton does not win very often. They're up 3-0 at halftime on Pottstown. Pottstown 2-1, Methacton 0-3 in games that have not been competitive, but good to see Methacton competitive in this one and leading 3-0 at the moment. Garnet Valley 21, Marple Newtown 7, and Garnet will get the ball to start the second half. So,
any word on Penwood?
Penwood, I think that game's tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay.
Penwood and Oxford will be tomorrow night down in Southeast Delco. And let's see, Bishop McDevitt and Cardinal O'Hara scoreless at halftime. McDevitt missed a 33-yard field goal at the halftime gun. Westchester East 21, Sun Valley 14, and Westchester East will receive the second half kickoff. Academy Park up 28-0 on Simon Gratz. Downingtown West just taking care of business again tonight. They're up 47-0 on Westchester Henderson, who continues to struggle and likely to drop to 0-4. After the next 24 minutes of running clock football action up in Westchester tonight. Other scores to share with you. Upper Dublin has jumped on Hatboro Horsham now, 20-0 at halftime. Upper Dublin got it going in the second quarter after a scoreless first. North Penn 28, Penridge 7. Chichester up on Phoenixville 13-3. So Chichester could go to 3-1 here in 5A, a little closer to home. Springfield 20, Harriton nothing. They've held Harriton to less than 60 yards of total offense in the first half. Upper Darby 14, Pencrest nothing as well. And trying to see if I can get you one more score. And, you know, we'll have to sit tight on Avongrove and Downingtown East. But we'll see what we can come up with. Oh, Pensbury 14, CB East 7. And we'll see what else we can get. But here, 10-0 Strathaven. Strathaven moved the ball. Total yardage very much in the Panthers' favor. Mike, I don't know if you have the halftime stats handy, but I have, you know, Zach Hussein upwards of 70 yards on 18 carries. Pio, 5 carries for 21. Fisher, 13 yards on 5 carries, including it was sacked twice. Fisher also 2 out of 4 throwing it. An 18-yard touchdown pass to Evan Blake, his first varsity touchdown, and Ethan Belleville, one catch for 28 yards. So Fisher, 2 out of 4 for 46 yards and a score. On the Conestoga side, two quarterbacks saw action, each of them 0 for 1 throwing it. So, in somewhat of a surprise, Milton Robinson did not touch the ball in the first half. Not sure if he's healthy or not. I mean, he was on the field a couple of times, but... senior co-captain at tailback, he plays corner as well, but did not see the ball in the first half, so the bulk of it has been with Liam Kirk, 7 carries for 31 yards. Marcus, 1 carry for 4 yards. The team loses 21 yards on a snap that went over everybody's head, and that was really about it. So Conestoga with you know, less than 50 yards of offense.
We were talking, when we were looking at the stat sheets, we had
18 yards of offense.
Yeah, 18 yards off. I mean, they've only run 11 plays, and right. You know, so, but time possession is interesting because it isn't overwhelming to Strathaven, but it is to their favor, obviously, 837 versus 650. So the whole thing is kind of, but, you know, the negative yards will, you know, they've had probably 30 to 40 yards of negative plays, so.
And a couple penalties that didn't help them either.
Right, right.
But the punting, the special teams, definitely a factor in the first half. Strathaven's punter, Ryan Krause, a 47-yard punt that pinned Conestoga down at their 2-yard line on a beautiful coffin corner kick with the wind at his back. When they flipped sides of the field, a 69-yard punt that rolled for about 30 for Conestoga put Strathaven at their own 2-yard line. Now, Strathaven ran a 10-minute drive that tilted the field again, moved the ball out to the 35-yard line before they turned it over on downs. But, again, 3 and out, including the snap that went over the Conestoga's quarterback's head. And the punt that Ibo Pio fielded near midfield, 28-yard pass, sets up a 28-yard pass from Fisher to Belleville down the sideline, stopped the clock, and sets up Emmett Young's 37-yard field goal at the horn. So Emmett, 1 for 2 on the year in field goals now, 37-yarder, a career long. That one tucked just inside the upright with the wind in his face. So, again, terrific job from the Strathaven special teams and defense in particular in that first half. So Conestoga trying to get something going and will receive the opening kickoff here in the second half. And Strathaven's defense trying to do more of the same after holding the Pioneers to just 18 yards of offense through the first 24 minutes. Well, lots to talk about, Mike, and thanks again to Pete Fulginetti for joining us and talking through. What you got through some Strathaven, obviously. I heard some Eagles chatter as well. Did you get to the Phillies or no?
No.
Not worthwhile right now? Okay. All right.
Phillies so, who?
Oh,
we don't want to talk horses.
I have tickets for Sunday, so I'm just saying.
Sorry to hear that. Well. But when you bought them, it sounded like a great idea.
Well, I have that Sunday package, and it's always a good time at the park, but we'll have to see how it goes and Boy, it's, you know, they were not, we were not expecting a lot from the Phillies this year, but boy, to be oh so close all the way up to September 1st and then have it fall apart, it's a little bit disappointing, but I think there's room to grow there. Okay, the Downingtown East, I wanted to check on that for you. They are all over Avengrove, 28-6 late in the second quarter. Pottsgrove on top of Glen Mills now, 23-0. Avalon of Maryland is on top of Episcopal, 14-7. They've started the third quarter there. Academy New Church, 21. Springfield Montco, 7. And a few other scores. Unionville on top of Great Valley, 17-0. So Unionville trying to get right after a very tough start with a tough early season schedule.
Just so you know, Pete said something to me about my time of possession, saying that doesn't sound right at all. And I went ahead and found a glitch in my stat sheets.
Okay.
He was right. It's 17 minutes for Strathaven and almost 7 minutes for Conestoga.
That
so
sounds a bit
it sounded a little freaky to me, too. This is all basically a dollar sign in the wrong column. Do you believe that?
Computers,
as usual, the dollar sign just throws me off.
Upper Darby now, 42. Pencrest, nothing in the third quarter. So that's gone to a mercy rule as well. Panthers will be on the road next week at Upper Darby.
Yep.
We will broadcast that game live, and looking forward to that one.
Yep.
We have in 2 weeks Radnor as well. So Strathaven just getting into the meat of their schedule after this one. It's going to be tough with Upper Darby, Radnor, and Ridley, followed by Haverford, and then Marple. You know, it's going to be a tough 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a long 5 week potential.
That being said, if the Panthers play well, I don't think they're completely outclassed by any of those teams.
No,
based on some scores and from what we've seen on film.
I am more concerned about our play selection, which is a coaching issue, because I just think that these teams are so good that if we basically run 95% of our plays up the middle, it's too easy to defend against. And you know, these guys are able to do it. And that's what concerns me. But, you know, Coach Clancy's been doing this a long time. He knows what he's up against. He knows what he's dealing with. If they decide not to go with passing or some kind of a, option or something, it's because he feels that they just can't execute it well enough. And we have to live with that. I mean, I'm not on the field on Monday through Thursday to see what they're doing. So,
well, they ran option a couple times tonight in the first half. Almost got your quarterback hurt.
Yeah.
So you want to be careful there. The other thing to consider is if you are handling your business well in the case of last week against Pencrest and so far against Conestoga, how much do you really want to show on film?
Well,
you want to keep a few in the back pocket to not put it on tape. But in the meantime, here's Emmett Young. High end over and kickoff to start the second half. It's coming down to number seven. This is Liam up the left side, and he's going to go down to the 31-yard line. John Wilson there to meet Liam Kirk. And at the 32-yard line, 32-yard line is where Conestoga will begin. All right, from the left hash, Conestoga will put it. They'll put it down at the 31-yard line, and moving left to right in front of us, Pioneers trailing 10-0, but trying to get something going on offense here. Liam Kirk is your tailback. Ryan Duffy in front of him. Two wide receivers to the right. Carpenter in the slot. Tight end is to the right side, and they come that way. Kirk coming right up the middle, and he's tripped up by John Wilson at the 35-yard line. Gain of 4 for Kirk on his 8th carry of the night. You mentioned it, Mike, just hardly any plays for Conestoga.
Yep.
Just 11 snaps from scrimmage in the first half. And the Panther defense stiffened a few times. But now trying to force a three and out, perhaps. Two wide receivers to the right, same formation. Fullback in the eye is Duffy. He's offset to the right, and they run that way. And Liam Kirk, head of steam across the 40-yard line, tripped up there by Belleville and Ethan Blake, rather. But not before he picks up the 43, gain of 8 and a first down. That'll move the chains and get some momentum for head coach Matt Diamond and the Pioneers.
Yeah, I mean, Panthers in a very precarious position here. They've owned this game relative to stats, but they're only leading 10-0. And if Conestoga can sustain a drive and score, that makes this real tight.
Two wide receivers to the left of the formation this time. I formation Marcus under center gives Liam Kirk, and he is wrapped up by Corey Harris in the backfield. I think forward progress will give him the line of scrimmage, but great job by Corey getting off his block. No gain on the play. Brings up second down and 10. Matt Diamond in his first year, but we mentioned before the game, Gordon Davis, longtime, he's been an assistant in a couple of places, played at Ursinus after playing here at Strathaven. He's assisting on the offensive and defensive lines. Justin Davey, Justin Golden, Trey Haddock, Eric Javi, and Matt Kaminskas, another Conestoga alum on the staff on the far sideline. Second down and 10 from the 43. Under center is Marcus. They run the counter to this near side. This is Milton Robinson's first carry of the game, and he is going to be slung down. John Prochniak says no at the line of scrimmage. No gain for Milton Robinson. And brings up third down and 10, and likely a passing situation, but we'll see. They've had a lot of moving pocket for the few times that they've dropped back to throw it. So we'll see if the Panther pass rush can get home or at least contain Marcus and slam the door on third down. Carpenter split to the right. Slot right as well is Prestipino. I formation dotted by Milton Robinson. Under center is Marcus on third and 10. Play fake and back to pass. Looking, has time, fires to this near side. Coming back to the football, in and out of the hands of Carpenter right at the sticks. He'd like to have that one back, and incomplete it falls. Fourth and 10 upcoming. Delivered well.
Yep, that was a good pass.
Not badly covered, actually. I mean, right. But they found a small window in that zone, just could not connect and haul it in. So
well, that does not bode well for Conestoga right now. They really needed a prolonged drive and a score.
So this is Brendan Murphy to punt it away. Murphy, Prestipino kicked he had the first punt of the night and punted last week, but this is 16 we should be crediting for the 69-yarder earlier. He stands and steps into one. It's a high wobbler end over end. It's going to come down to Ebo Pio. Signals fair catch and makes it at the 28. That ball tailed on him a little bit, but Pio hauls it in at the 29, and the Panther offense will get their first crack at it here in the second half. They lead 10-0, 9:15 to play in the third quarter. Moving right to left, it'll be Jake Fisher under center on first down.
This could be a very critical series for the Panthers for this game. They manage to eat up some clock and score, they'll be in great shape.
Abington on top of Bensalem, 21-0. Bensalem having a tough start to their season, 0-3 coming into tonight. Here, first and 10. Wing T, two tight ends. Give us to Zach Hussein off the left side, and he pushes his way across the 30 out near the 35. They'll give him a 35, 6 yards on Zach's 19th carry of the night. This is where they're going to go with it most of the time, it seems.
Yeah, well,
you run between the tackles until they can stop you. And you know, to their credit, Conestoga's defense did stiffen at times. Panthers turned it over on downs a couple of times in the first half. Second down and 4 from the 35. They give it to Pio off the right side. He's going to push his way forward and then scoot underneath some tacklers out to the 40 for a gain of 5. Nice adjustment there by Pio. Looks like they had him stood up after a gain of maybe 2, and then he just lowered the pad level and dove forward to the 40-yard line for the first down. Clock ticks, 8:28 and counting to play here in the third. Panthers by 10. Still a goose egg on the scoreboard for Conestoga. They're trying to tighten the defense here. Two tight end set. Give is to Hussein. Straight up the middle he goes, and they're here. Boy, are they ripping at that football, aren't they? 42 Mariani on the tackle. Mike Mariani, a terrific tight end, and he's had a couple nice plays on the defensive side tonight, too. Gain of 3 for Hussein. And you're right, Mike. Two possession game right now. And the Panthers have the football here. 7:48, 7:47, and counting to play here in the third quarter. Fisher under center on second down and 7. This is Belleville who cuts back to the right, and then there's going to be a flag. Belleville gets maybe 2, but we're going to have to check the flag here, as I don't feel good about this one if I'm a Panther fan here. Oh, no, they're going to call face mask. Okay. Just looks like a 5-yard variety. It did not signal anything with the so no personal foul. They'll march off 5 out to the 49-yard line.
That was Belleville who...
Belleville on the run for a yard. Five on the end of it. Brings up second down and one. Panthers will snap it from their own 49, leading by 10 here. Wouldn't shock me to see a pass here. On second down and one. Belleville for just a yard on that third carry of the night. Here is Hussein instead, straight up the middle. Forward progress might give him the 50, but not much else. If they give him the 50, it'll move the chains, but good push there from number 33, defensive tackle Nymir Robinson. He's been tough to move in the middle. He's had a nice night. Panthers did move it just enough, though, and they'll walk the chains forward another 10 yards. First down for the Strathaven Panthers. From the left hash, they'll be right on the 50-yard line. 6:45 and counting to play here in a fast-moving third quarter. Conestoga started, went three, actually picked up one first down, and then the Panther defense stiffened. Conestoga trying to return the favor here with nine men in the box. Gives to Hussein, not much going that time, and he's maybe a yard. Maybe a yard. Again, terrific job here by the P.J. Hewitt, the linebacker. And
I'd like to know what Coach Clancy sees, that he sees gaps in the – I mean, he just keeps running up the gut, running up the gut, running up the gut. And I
– Panthers seem to wear down Conestoga a bit with that long second quarter drive, staying between the tackles, mixed in a couple of sweeps, but – did try the one fullback toss that didn't get much going. Second down and nine upcoming. Two tight ends. Wing to the right is Belleville. Juggled. Fisher having a scramble for it. Now, I don't know. Let's see. Wrestling match for it at the 48-yard line as the snap was juggled. Fisher did come away with it. Brings up second down. Sorry, third down and 11. Ooh, near disaster there for the Panthers. And Jake Fisher will have to come up with some kind of play here on third down and 11. We'll see if Coach Clancy plays it safe, keeps that clock moving, or risks throwing it. Arion Ford splits to the wide side of the field this time, to the right of the formation. Wing to the right is Belleville on third and 11. They play fake, back to pass. They want it all. Deep down the far sideline. Ford is out there, comes back for it. Incomplete.
Ooh,
and they are going to call pass interference, I believe. Arion Ford, well covered over there by number 7, Liam Kirk, went up for it, but there was some contact, so we'll see.
They call it, I don't know, they're clapping too, they're going to be calling an offense, yep.
We'll see. Yep. Yeah, they're going to call offensive pass interference against Arion Ford.
I think they would decline that.
I was going to say, it was very well covered. Not much room to put that football. No, they're not going to decline it.
Really? They're
so
in the down.
Of,
okay.
Instead of 4th and 11 at midfield, Conestoga chooses... No, now they are going to... Okay, I was going to say. Yeah, they're going to say punt it away. I don't know why you'd give a team another... Even as long a yardage as that would be. You risk a penalty or something like that, an automatic first down. Nothing good couldn't come of that. So, Coach Diamond declines the penalty. Panthers out now 4th down and 11. And it brings up Ryan Krause to punt it away again. Liam Kirk stands deep at the 20-yard line awaiting the kick. Krause will take the snap from Ethan Belleville. He awaits at the 38-yard line. See if Conestoga comes after this one. They do not. Krause booms one again. Another high spiral. It's going to come towards Liam Kirk, who makes the catch at the 14-yard line. He cuts to his left, turns upfield, and he's going to dance between the hash marks and be stopped there at the 29-yard line. So a nice return there for Kirk. 37 on the punt, 15 on the return. And Conestoga starts in decent shape here, trailing by 10, but 4:51 to play here in the third quarter. Plenty of time for the Pioneers to get something going. North Penn has stretched their lead to 35-7 at Penn Ridge. That's gone to halftime. North Penn with 262 yards of offense already in that one. All right. Under center is Marcus. Two wide receivers to the left. Motion man is the fullback, Duffy, to the left side. They run that way, and Liam Kirk lowers the shoulder, runs through John Wilson, who hangs on to make the stop at the 36-yard line. So gain of 7 for Kirk. 11 carries, 52 yards. for the junior tailback. Milton Robinson checks back in. Kirk will check out. Looks slightly hobbled. But, again, Conestoga doesn't really lose much with Robinson in there. In fact, they've shared starting duties and similar number carries coming in. Slot right is Albert Marshall, the sophomore. Split right is Prestipino, and on the delay, they give it to Robinson, cuts it back, and hanging on for dear life is Sam Burke. And I think they may give him the first down here. Forward progress, I think, is going to give him the 39-yard line. And we'll see. They are going to, yep, they do move, give him 3 yards and a first down. So Robinson, just his second carry of the night, comes here, I guess we can call it late in the third quarter now. We're inside of 4 minutes here in the third. Strathaven 10, Conestoga nothing. But Conestoga trying to get something going after just 18 yards of offense in the first half. Have a couple of first downs now since the halftime gun. And they set up first and 10 at their own 39. Offset eye. Fullback is Duffy. Two wide receivers. One to each side. Motion man is Prestipino. They run a toss play to that left side. This is Robinson, who lowers the shoulder. The ball came out late. And now they're going to say he was down first. All right. So Robinson stretches to the 43. Gain of 4 yards on the play. Second down and 6. Ball came out. And Panthers pounced on it, but down first. All right. Alshon Jeffrey is Eagles wide receiver. Is that Methacton giving the halftime pep talk from Austin Herzog tweeting that one out? In the meantime, Strathaven trying to slow down Conestoga here. Second down and 6 from the 43. Motion man is Marshall. And they give it off the left side. This is Kirk. His head of steam. First down yardage. Ball came out. Ripped out by Arian Ford. A scramble for it. The Panthers are on it. Arian Ford rips it out. And the Panthers recover. Oh, good hard running by Liam Kirk. But the Panthers wanted it.
Who got it?
Let's see who came out with it.
58.
That was Corey Harris hustling down to make the fumble recovery. But Arian Ford with his second forced fumble of the season. Great job there by the senior corner. Rips it away with 2:27 to play here before the end of the third quarter, and the Panther offense back on the field.
Mm.
Good hard run by Kirk there. He had about 15. But Ford stays in the game and splits wide to the left side here. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. They give it to Ethan Belleville off the left side. He dives across the 40, met there by Hewitt, wearing the matching jersey number 44. And Belleville for 4 yards to the 41-yard line, brings up second down and 6. Belleville held in check so far tonight, 4 carries, 7 yards, but had that big 28-yard reception with about a minute to play before halftime that put the Panthers in field goal range and set them up for Emmett Young's 37-yard field goal and has made this a 2-score game. Split end to the right is Arian Ford. Wing to the right is P.O. on 2nd and 6. The give is to Hussein, who cuts back to his left. Lots of room. Straight up the middle across the 50. 45-40 and tumbles down to the 35-yard line. Gain of 24 for Zach. And a Panther first down, his biggest run of the night. Puts him over the century mark one more time.
That was the breakout everybody was looking for. Just find the opening, and boy, that was a nice wide seam, no doubt about it.
Mike Golay, great seal block at the center spot, opened that up on the cutback to the left. The Panthers go no huddle. Two tight ends. Give it to Hussein one more time, and he's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage here. No push that time for the Panthers, and now you're going to go to flag here. Hussein thrown to the ground well after the whistle. And so now you're going to get 15 more. So great play for Conestoga at the line of scrimmage, and they're still going to march it forward for 15. Not a good decision there for the Conestoga line. Frustration play right there. And Panthers now going to be in the red zone when they march this one off. So Hussein, 24 carries, 105 yards. Tough, tough sledding all night. But in the meantime, Panthers in field goal range again.
Yeah, this is the thing that drives coaches crazy. You know, we hold them to a one-yard gain, and then we get stupid and give him 15 yards.
Yep. Arian Ford, split to the left. Wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. He motions to the left now. And on first down, they give it to Hussein, who cuts back. He's straight up the middle, lowers the shoulder, plowing his way into the inside the five and into, oh, just shy of the goal line. No signal yet, and they're going to mark him down inside the one. Gain of 19. That's some horsepower right there. Oh, they looked ready to put their hands in the air.
He's down to one. Wow.
He carried players for about 9.5 yards. They had three guys on him at the 10, and Hussein's going to get a breather. Here we go. Hussein now 25 carries, 124 yards. Prochniak into the game at fullback. Jake Fisher's on the quarterback keeper, who's going to bounce his way off center and into the end zone for a touchdown. Jake Fisher on the one-yard keeper, 44 seconds to play before the end of the third, and the Panthers in control now. Big Arian Ford and Corey Harris combined to force the turnover, and the Panther offense obliges with a big drive. All right. Emmett Young on for the extra point. 44 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Panthers 16-0, extra point pending. Belleville to snap, Jake Fisher to hold. And Emmett Young awaits. Ball spotted, kick is away, plenty of distance, and Emmett Young is good again. 17-0 Strathaven, 44 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Be back to see if Conestoga can answer after this. Glad you're listening live or on the archive here on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
44 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Arian Ford forced the fumble. Corey Harris pounces on it. And 62 yards later, the Panthers are in the end zone. Jake Fisher falls forward for the final yard. Most of that drive on the legs of senior fullback Zach Hussein. And a 15-yard penalty helped as well. But Fisher punches it in from the one. And the Panthers in business. 17-0 late in the third. Emmett Young on to kick it away. High end over end kick is going to come to Liam Kirk, who fields it off his shoulder pads and bounces forward. Scramble for it. Let's see. And Kirk does have it at the 25-yard line. So, boy, a couple Panthers had a shot at it. It hit him right on the front of the shoulder pads at the 10 and bounced forward to the 25-yard line, where good heads-up play by Kirk to stay with it and fall on it. A couple Panthers may have had a shot to recover. So Conestoga again with some sloppy plays tonight, Mike.
Yeah, it took a heck of a bounce. I mean, that thing flew another 10 yards ahead of him.
Yep.
He's very lucky he's able to recover that.
36 seconds to play here before halftime. In the third quarter. Mm-hmm. We already had halftime. We even had a little snack.
You're having such a good time, you wanted to go forever.
That's right. Thanks again, everybody in the snack bar, for taking care of us. Here, first and 10, Conestoga. It's Milton Robinson straight up the middle, and Luke Healy says no. Good work by Healy right there. Making the stop. Maybe a yard. Maybe one there for Robinson, who's been carried four times for just 8 yards. Kirk unofficially 12 carries for 67. And into the game at quarterback is Chris McGovern, the junior. McGovern will go under center. Number 81, Albert Marshall, split to the far side of the field. Slot left as well is Prestipino, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. So they won't be able to. They thought we were going to get a snap one more there, but not quite enough time for Conestoga. Panthers with a 17-point lead leading to the fourth, and we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks again to our sponsors for putting us on every week here on havenfootball.net. Take care of them like they take care of us. Be back in just a moment at George L. King Field.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter. Brian Carroll bringing you the play-by-play tonight. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net tonight and during the week. Pete Fulgenetti at halftime and helping with the stats and spotting as always. 17-0, Strathaven on top here at George L. King Field. A couple other quick score updates. Garnet Valley's extended their lead, 28-7 over Marple Newtown now. Upper Dublin on top of Happer Horsham, 26-0. Westchester East, 35, Sun Valley, 20. Here on first down, McGovern fires to the outside. It's complete, ooh, and Ethan Belleville just slings his man down. Albert Marshall took almost a clothesline hit from Belleville to drop him at the 29-yard line. Gain of just 3. First catch of the night for Marshall. First catch of the night for anyone in a white jersey. McGovern to Marshall for a gain of 3. Brings up third down and 6. Belleville at defensive end hustled out into the flat and took care of a wide receiver that time.
With one hand.
All right, Belleville standing up, trying to get a pass rush maybe here. I formation on third and 6. From the 29, McGovern under center. Two receivers to the right. Hard count, and the Panthers jumped, and they're kicking themselves. Well, third and 6 is going to turn into third and 1, and probably a new play call for Coach Matt Diamond. Great work there by McGovern to draw the Panthers off. Springfield on top of Harrison, 29-0. 42-7, Radnor on top of Ridley. That's gone to running clock.
Wow.
Radnor is for real.
Radnor. Radnor pulls a mercy rule on Ridley. That's gonna be tough out in.
Yep. Pottstown 6, Methacton 3. So Methacton's lead was short lived. All right, third and 1 here from the 34. Panthers creeping up, and they run the counterplay to Robinson. He dances off to his right, and I don't know. I think forward progress might get him the first down, but Prochniak almost made the stop. All right, yard and a half is all he got. Prochniak on the tackle, but Robinson call it a gain of 2, and that moves the chains for Conestoga, and Panther penalty there hurt them. One of the few penalties for Strathaven tonight.
And let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah, right.
Although I think two guys actually jumped. That was a good.
Yeah, give them credit. Yeah,
absolutely, it's a good call.
All right, two wide receivers to the right. McGovern under center with an I formation behind him. Liam Kirk is your tailback. On first and 10, McGovern turns, gives to Kirk. No, play fake, and he wants it all. Deep down the middle, has a man out there. Leaping and tipping it away is Ebo Pio at the 40-yard line.
Good coverage.
Excellent coverage, Jais Davis, and then Pio coming over to bracket it and knock it away.
Who's that, 12?
Intended receiver, yes, was 12, Mike Prestipino. So McGovern, well, they put him in the game. He's taking a couple deep shots down the field.
What's his number? 14.
Yep. Second down and 10 upcoming from the 35, but good work there from Davis in coverage. And P.O. in center field with another pass deflection. I think he's had one or more in every game. He had a couple passes defense last week and does a nice job here in the defensive backfield. Cardinal O'Hara is on top of McDevitt now, 7-0 and late in the third. Here, McGovern under center. They give to Liam Kirk on second down and 10. He pushes off right tackle out to the 38. For a gain of about 3. See when they unpile. Forward progress will give them the 39 and brings up third down and 6. 71 yards on 13 carries for Liam Kirk. Panthers so far still holding Conestoga to less than 100 yards offense to this point.
Yeah, well, I got 70 on my sheets.
Taking their time bringing the play in here. Yeah. They may have to hustle to get this snapped. McGovern under center. Some confusion here for Conestoga here. Split end to the right, slot to the left. Motion man is Prestipino from left to right. On third down and six, McGovern, they run a toss play to Liam Kirk. He's got a head of steam and a first down out across midfield to the Panther 47-yard line. 14 yards for Kirk and a first down. So Liam Kirk inching his way towards the 100-yard mark. Zach Hussein already there and then some for the Panthers. 125 yards on 25 carries. 9:06, 9:05 and counting to play here in regulation. 17-0 Strathaven. Conestoga on the move. They have Jack Lyons, the senior split end, to the far side of the formation. Prestipino to the left. Prestipino comes in motion. And they run a toss play to this near side. And Panthers turn Kirk inside and into the pursuit. Nicely done there by Prochniak on the cleanup. And John Wilson as well. But good work by Ryan Krause. Aaron Ford, bunch of black jerseys there, hold them to a gain of three. Second down and seven. Well, Mike, got to feel good about the way the Panther defense has held up for the most part tonight.
Yeah, you know, they really are a bend on break. Now, you know, it concerns me when we're looking at Upper Darby next week and that kind of stuff. I'm not too sure how much bending you're going to do without breaking. But, you know, they're playing smart football. This is now the eighth quarter in a row without allowing a score so far.
Second down and seven. From the 44-yard line, Conestoga trying to get something going. They go to Milton Robinson. He wants to throw it. He fires into the deep down the sideline. Ebo Pio makes the tackle, but a nice grab there by Carpenter for a first down at the 35. They run the halfback pass. Little trickery there on second and seven.
Give me the numbers on that.
That was number one throwing it to number 11 for a gain of 10 and a Conestoga first down. So Robinson.
And that was well covered as well. It just wasn't well enough covered.
Not in time. Yeah, Pio flashing over to make the play. But Carpenter's first catch of the night. Conestoga as a team now, 2 out of 6 throwing it for just 13 yards. But that moved the sticks. First and 10. This is as deep as they've been in Strathaven territory. They'll snap from the 34 at the right hash. On first and 10. McGovern under center. Slot to the left. And they play fake. Back, looking. He wants it all. Deep down this near sideline. Pio in coverage and incomplete. Carpenter came back to it.
And
they call a flag on Pio. It dropped it late. I think it was kind of stuck in the pocket. Pio got a handful of jersey, I think, as he flew by. And pass interference is likely the call upcoming.
Yeah, right. That was a pretty obvious call, actually.
All right, well, 7:16 to play here in regulation, and Conestoga is going to end up with another first down.
Yeah, high school football, it's a
not a spot foul.
Not a spot foul.
Yeah, they're going to march this one off. So this will move the sticks. 15-yard penalty will put it down at the 19. And into the red zone for the first time are the Pioneers. Panthers trying to keep that zero on the scoreboard. All right. 7:16 to play here in regulation. 17-0 Strathaven, but the junior quarterback, Chris McGovern, has them on the move. Pioneers. I have to say, his play-action fakes are excellent.
Yep.
He has faked us out a couple times, too. They go three wide receivers, trips right, single setback as the fullback Duffy. McGovern under center. He's back to pass, rolling to that right side. Belleville coming from the backside, and he's got him! Ethan Belleville from the backside buries him at the 24. Loss of 5 on the play, and Belleville on the hunt and catches his prey.
Boy, that was quick. He was coming the whole way from clear across the field.
Loss of 5 turns it to second down and 15, and Belleville with another sack. He was a terror in this game last year. He had a sack. He had a forced fumble. He had a fumble recovery that he ran 50 yards for a touchdown. They had no answers for 44 a year ago, and he's trying to pin his ears back again here. Second and 15, they go trips left this time. They throw a little bubble screen underneath, complete to Prestipino, who runs right into the arms of one man. Good job by the pursuit to catch up. Prochniak couldn't hang on by himself, but the Panthers make the stop at about the 16. So a gain of 8. And it brings up Third down and 7. Prestipino's first catch of the night. McGovern now 2 out of 4 throwing it for 11 yards, but more than anything, he's just got the team up and running here. He's got them up and moving and took a big hit, took a sack there, but otherwise, junior quarterback's been impressive. 5:51 and counting to play here in regulation. Pioneers trying to get on the board. Panther defense trying to hold it now. Hold on, they're going to get, I think you got an equipment issue for Ebo Pio. The official's trying to work on something on his helmet. And
okay, they got it.
All right, they got his helmet fixed up. Okay, here we go. Pioneers break the huddle with receivers split to either side. Slot to the right as well, no tight end. I formation dotted by Milton Robinson. On 3rd and 7, back to passes. McGovern firing to the outside, incomplete, looking for Prestipino. Led him a little too much on the out pattern, and it brings up 4th and 7 from the 16. So, they can opt for the 33-yard field goal or let it fly one more time. Offense looks like it's staying on the field. Souderton on top of William Tennant, 14-3.
You with 5.5 minutes left, trailing by 17. I'm not too sure 3 points get you a whole lot.
No, just some.
Unless you went practice.
Yeah, right. Just some points on the board, but Panthers trying to keep this at a goose egg for the second week in a row. 4th down and 7. Conestoga trying to get something going. Liam Kirk back in the game at tailback. Receivers split to either side. And whistles pre-snap. Timeout. Coach Matt Diamond. Panthers might have been showing blitz there, and we'll Conestoga wants to talk it over. So we'll take a short timeout with them. 5:30 to play here in regulation. Panthers on top and trying to preserve a shutout at George L. King Field here on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Innitt Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. 5:30 to play in regulation. Strathaven 17. Conestoga nothing. Conestoga now 4th and 7 at the Panthers 16-yard line. We'll go for it. A couple quick score updates. Running clock circumstances elsewhere in the Central League. 49-0. Upper Darby on top of Pencrest. 42-14. Radnor on top of Ridley. Here, 4th and 7. McGovern under center. Single setback is Liam Kirk back to pass. Belleville on his tail. McGovern tries to get rid of it. Fires to the sideline. It is caught and juggled, and they're going to say catch. Wow.
Wow.
Knocked out of his hands by Jaiz Davis. They're going to say he held it long enough at the 4-yard line for a gain of 12. Complete to number 8, Jack Lyons on the catch. Lions for a gain of 12. Good delivery there from McGovern, especially with pressure coming from Belleville.
Yep.
And 1st and goal to go for the Pioneers from the 4. Panther defense trying to come up with something here. Backs on either hip of McGovern, or they go shift to a Wildcat. Bunch formation to the right, and it is Liam Kirk going to run to that right side, just following the white shirts. He's going to leap his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Pioneers on the board with 5:15 to play here in regulation. Big 4th down and 7 conversion sets it up, and Liam Kirk takes it for the final 4 yards. 92 yards rushing for the junior. He's been really the bulk of their offense for the evening, so he gets the payoff right there. Quiet sideline below us at the moment. Left footer on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up, and it is good. Number 38, that's DJ Penske on the kick. and I'm sorry, 34, Brett Northmeyer, 34.
It's 34 or 38?
34 on the roster is the kicker, but we'll have to take a second look. All right, in the meantime, Panthers offense will get another look. 5:15 to play in regulation. They'll get the offense back on the field, leading by 10. 17-7 Strathaven when we come back here on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
All right. Conestoga, I would guess, is lining up for an onside kick here. Number 97, Ray Robinson, trying to kick it to his buddies here, and the Panthers had better be ready. 17-7, Panthers trying to get the football back, but Robinson trying to kick it to some white shirts. Takes a high hop, and Zane Mazur gets it and falls down. Good job. Zane Mazur, the junior, front line on the kick return team there. Makes the grab at the 45-yard line, falls down. Panther football, first and 10 at that 45. 5:14 to play here in regulation. 10-point lead for the Panthers. Just need to milk the clock and take care of the football. Easier said than done at moments, yep. But we'll see. Zach Hussein is in at fullback. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Ethan Belleville in the backfield as well. Two tight end set. On first down, a give is to Hussein for just a couple. And brings up second down and about 8. Hussein will be, as we said earlier, sleeping well. 26 carries tonight. We'll give him just a 1 on that last one. Brings up second down and 9. Try to keep you posted here. Penridge trails North Penn 42-20. Here, split end to the left is Arion Ford. Tight end to the right is Blake. On second down and 9, Fisher turns and gives to Hussein. Two hands on the football and just slams his way forward. Right up the middle, and not for much. Maybe 2. Maybe just 2 for Zach, and it brings up third down and about 7. But Panthers,
Conestoga's held tough on these runs. They've given up a few, but they've stopped a whole lot of them.
Yep.
And if they're going to stop them at any point, they have to stop now and get the ball back. They have plenty of time to come in with another score. The Panthers have to be very careful here.
Third down and 7. Panthers content to milk the clock here. We'll be inside of 4 minutes when we snap it. To the left, at tight end is Blake. Motion man is Ebo Pio. Man coverage, and they go toss play to this near side. This is Hussein. Runs through one arm tackle. Pushes his way forward. It's going to be, I think, just shy of a first down. I think it's going to be 4th and 1 when they unpile. So, that's 28 carries for Mr. Hussein. Gain of 6 on that one. Takes in 133 yards on the night. Clock ticks. 4:23, 3:22, 3:21. Coach Clancy may just say, you know what, we're going to try to keep this football one more time. You have 4th and less than a yard. Panthers, before tonight, were 55% on 4th down. It wouldn't shock me to say, you know what, take the play clock down to 1 and then call time.
Right.
See if you get them to jump off sides, or maybe have Fisher just keep it for a yard and see what happens.
Well, we talked about it many times. It is very, very difficult to stop high school football at a yard. It just,
yep,
it happens, but it's pretty rare. It's just a tough play.
Clock ticks, 2:46, 2:45, and there's your timeout for Coach Clancy and the Panthers. So 4th and about 2 feet. Decision time, and we've seen it earlier in the year. Against Lower Merion, they had a similar circumstance where you could play it safe to a degree and punt it away. Even punt it deep into Lower Merion territory, but here you could do the same. Or you convert 2 feet, and probably run the clock out.
If it was 2 yards, I would more seriously consider it. I think that the other thing is you're at the 45 or you're at the 44 essentially. So if you punted it and it got away from you, you only have a net gain of 20, 25 yards. So that's an issue.
I think they go for it, and it's still a two-score game, remember. So
yeah, I think
Conestoga would have to do this twice.
Right. I think the other problem Haven has is they got to make sure their line is disciplined enough not to move if they try to draw them off. Because obviously if it becomes 4th and 6, that's a whole other situation.
They will go for it. 10 in the box. Fisher takes the snap, pops his way to the right side, and gets himself 2 yards. Flag comes in late. So result of the play is a first down, and then we'll check the flag. This looked to be something post-play, and now here's Ebo Pio, slow to get up.
Ooh.
Hopefully this is a cramp or something like it, but we will see. Oh, no, I'm sorry, this is Evan Blake. Not good either way.
Yep.
So here's Blake, who's going to check out. He's going to hop off the field. Hopefully not anything serious. John Wilson will check in at tight end. Personal foul, late hit after the play. All right, so Fisher goes for 2 yards. 7 carries for 16 yards on the night, including a rushing touchdown. And now, 2:41 to play in regulation. Fresh set of downs, 15 more yards after the penalty. We'll put it at the 29-yard line. All right, 1st and 10 at the 29-yard line. Panthers by 10, and a big fourth down conversion. And like we said right before the play, Mike, they're at 55% coming into tonight, and they've converted a couple more, including the 18-yard strike to Blake earlier. So now, 1st and 10, turn, give is to Hussein, who's going to push his way forward for, well, about 5. And then the Conestoga will pile on a little bit at the end, and still gain a 4 for Hussein on his 29th carry. Clock continues to tick. Oh, no, timeout, Conestoga. All right. Conestoga calls timeout. We'll take a short one with him. 2:23 to play here in regulation. Panthers by 10 and trying to run out the clock on their 3rd win of the season. We'll see if they can do it here on HavenFootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
On 2nd and 8, this is Ebo Pio, who's undercut as he tumbles forward across the 25 to the 24. Gain of 3 for the junior halfback. Pio, 7 carries, 29 yards tonight. But another timeout called by Conestoga brings up 3rd down and about 4. So the Panthers still trying to milk the clock. Coach Clancy's on the field in the huddle just talking through some things, and we'll talk through some other scores while we wait. 35-14, Garnet Valley on top of Marple Newtown with as they start the 4th quarter. After 3, Radnor 49, Ridley 14. That is a running clock. 49-0, Upper Darby all over Pencrest tonight. Also running clock there. Pottstown on top of Methacton 6-3. Cardinal O'Hara trying to run out the clock on McDevitt. 3 minutes to go in that one. 7-0 Cardinal O'Hara. 35-3 Abington all over Bensalem tonight. Chichester looks, all that's left is a kneel down. So Chichester's going to go to 3-1 now as well. Here, 3rd down and 4. Panthers, probably 4 down territory. We go T formation here. 2 tight ends. Wilson to the right. Ford to the left. Gives to Hussein off right tackle. He's going to push his way into the secondary. 1st down yardage. He's slung out of bounds. This will stop the clock momentarily, but he's going to take it down to the 7-yard line. Put it down or on the 8, rather. So 16 more for Zach Hussein. 1st down, Panthers, and that should about ice it. 153 yards. I'm sorry, 153 yards for the senior. It's been a workhorse. 30 carries tonight.
Well, you got Marikana Stoga. They came back with, from having virtually nothing, and they've got now Aisha with 116 yards. So
2 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in regulation. T formation again. It's Hussein one more time off right tackle. He's going to push the pile to about the 6. Gain of 2. Clock restarts. We're inside of 2 minutes now, and Coach Clancy and Jake Fisher will take their time talking over the play and walking it in. Clock continues to run. Hussein not in the end zone yet tonight. He has 5 on the season. But the Panthers 2 scores, an 18-yard scoring strike from Jake Fisher to Evan Blake on 4th down, and the field goal by Emmett Young just before halftime, or at the halftime gun, and then Jake Fisher with a 1-yard keeper late in the third quarter. Here, 2nd and goal to go from the 7. Fisher is under center, and they're going to end up with a delay, and Coach Clancy can't believe it. He said, let's get that ball snapped before you get a delay game. Oh, and they didn't, and now they're going to march off 5 more yards and put them back at the 12. So clock reads 1:14, but it will stop now, and now you're, instead of 2nd and goal from the 7, now you're back at the 12. All right. See what the Panthers can put together. Coach Clancy about as happy as a wet cat right now, but, hey, here you go. Your senior quarterback's under center, and they'll try it again. From the 12, they give it to Ebo Pio for, with running room off the right side, and they close this quickly. Nice job by 24 getting off his block. That's Chris Wiggins from Conestoga, turning Pio inside and making the stop. So it takes it back to the
9-yard
line. Gain of 3 for Ebo. Clock continues to run. 55 seconds, 54 seconds, 53 seconds. Fisher will bring in the play on 3rd and goal from the 9. And again, you're probably going to run a play here, but you're right at the edge of whether or not you'd need to snap it again. Fisher turns, gives to Hussein, looking for room off the right side. It's going to cut back to the middle and spin his way to the 6. Gain of 3 more, and I believe that should do it. Once they spot the ball, I don't think the Panthers will have to snap it again. 23 seconds, 22 seconds. They restart the play clock. And the Panthers will not need to snap it again. They will end the game 4th and goal from the 6. Will not need to snap it and be happy to walk away with a 17-7 victory. The 3-game win streak is the case here at George L. King Field. Panthers have won 3 in a row. Clock has struck 0. And they'll take it to the road next week on Lansdowne Avenue to take on Upper Darby, who is waiting and hungry. All right, Strathaven 17, Conestoga 7. Pioneers fall to 0-4, but it was they were certainly game tonight. Had a good effort on the defensive side of the ball in particular, and a lot to look forward to for Coach Matt Diamond and friends. So we'll come back in just a moment, quick pregame wrap, and some scores from elsewhere. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive on here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
17-7 is your final. Strathaven band salute. Strathaven players salute the band, rather. Good show tonight here on George L. King Field. And the Pioneers fall to 0-4. Strathaven feeling good at 3-1 after a tough start on opening night. They've rattled off 3 in a row and now take it to Upper Darby, who is, well, Upper Darby's going to be 3-1 as well. They're up 49-0 in the fourth quarter and running clock circumstance, so they will be a battle of 3-1 teams next week. Strathaven gets their first win of the year over a 6A team. They'll try to do it again next week over a 6A and pick up some bonus points along with it. And Mike, very vanilla on the offensive side of the ball, but they did, I will say, they put the ball in the air a few times, namely the 4th and 6th play to start the game, the first touchdown. What a beautiful, beautifully designed play and executed perfectly to Evan Blake.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing, and of course, one of the reasons it works so well is they've never done it before. They haven't done it this year, obviously. So, you know, they're showing some things. I just think that the constant resilient requirement to run up the gut is just going to cost them over time, because you're going to run into teams, and Upper Darby probably one of them, who will defend that very well. Conestoga defended it pretty well. They couldn't defend it forever, but had they put some offense on the board, 17 points is not exactly an insurmountable offense. So, you know, certainly you could score 17 points, but if your opponent gets 24, you're done. So I'm a little concerned. I think we should have scored more points. I think we should have been able to get the ball into the end zone a little more often and dig up a little more yardage in bigger sections than we did. But a win's a win. We'll take it. Next week we're going to be playing, I think, a much tougher team. Be more difficult to move the ball on them. But I'll also be anxious to see how well our defense holds up against them.
Defense will be tested. Indeed, there is some speed to burn on the outside for Upper Darby.
Absolutely.
We will have that game on the air 6:45 a week from tonight. And ready to go for a 7 o'clock kickoff over in Lansdowne Avenue. Panthers have not won there in quite some time. We'll have details on that next week. We will have stats, scores from elsewhere in the next couple of days, and, of course, the play of the game feature will be in the mix. So, again,
most
thanks in advance
that pass
to Mike.
We talked about.
Well, don't give it away, Mike. Come on, man. We want them
well,
coming
back.
Well,
they got to find it to see.
All right. So
maybe I'll change my mind.
That's right. But there were some big plays tonight, whether it was the touchdown there, the strip by Arian Ford and recovery by Corey Harris, a big play to stop a Conestoga drive in the second half. But, again, total team effort tonight for the Panthers. Did a lot of things well, offense, defense, and special teams coming up big in the first half. Really, maybe the difference in that 10-point margin. So, for everybody here at Strathaven, thanks again to Pat Clancy for getting us set up in the press box. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti. Terrific job with the spotting stats and halftime show. And Mike Mayer doing it all on havenfootball.net as usual. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Final score, Strathaven 17, Conestoga 7. Brian Carroll signing off, everybody. Good night and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.